News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A weekend of chaos in L.A. As rioters face off against police and National Guardsmen in Los Angeles, the violence erupted after ICE agents enforcing federal immigration law conducted a series of raids targeting criminal illegal aliens. Cars were overturned and set on fire. Major thoroughfares blocked. There was looting, rocks, bottles, and other objects hurled at officers. President Trump defending his deployment of the National Guard.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
No American, but plenty of foreign flags on display amid the turmoil in downtown L.A., now declared an unlawful assembly zone by police. Ukraine says Russia launched 479 drones overnight, the largest nighttime drone attack of the war. Filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Christian Patterns of Evidence movies, has a new film opening nationwide today called The American Miracle. It is based on a book by talk show host Michael Medved, tracing how God has guided our nation from its earliest days right through to America's upcoming 250th birthday.
I believe that as we made this film, the film became God's providence was in the making of this film. I think there's a divine inspiration in this story, and that's what I was praying for, that I could capture that, and that by pulling the whole historical story together, that it would become something that we would be able to look back on and say, thank God for this nation, and I need to be more responsible by making a film that was inspiring to others. I'm inspired to be a better American.
Tim Mahoney's new film opens today, will be in theaters today, tomorrow, and Wednesday only. Theaters and tickets at AmericanMiracleMovie.com. As high-level U.S.-China trade talks get underway in London, stock futures mixed this morning on Wall Street. More on these stories. townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 6:03, and here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had a little bit of rain, of course, overnight through the area. Some of that rain is moving away now. It left us with some fog, and the streets are a little bit damp as we get underway. The west side outer loop already is beginning to fill in right here around I-70. And heading south to Route 40, so we're going to get that speed reduction there. We're busy at the Old Harbor Tunnel south of O'Donnell Street. No stoppage yet. 95 is still clear. JFX, because it is damp, watch your speed if you're traveling early. You know how it gets between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. 95 to the Capitol Beltway right now with the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off foggy and muggy for your Monday morning with temperatures that are mild, mainly in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we get a break from the rain, mostly cloudy skies and temps in the 80s today. We'll see more rain showers roll in on Tuesday and then heating up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 66 in Easton and 65 in Falston at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is reacting to the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia from a prison in El Salvador. The chairman of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus says it's a waste of hard-earned taxpayer dollars to bring an already deported illegal alien criminal back to the U.S. to be housed in a U.S. jail at taxpayer expense so he can stand trial and be deported back to his homeland. The White House initially said Abrego Garcia was deported due to an administrative error, but later associated him with the MS-13 gang. A federal grand jury indictment was unsealed Friday, charging Abrego Garcia with human trafficking for allegedly making more than 100 human smuggling trips while he was living in Maryland. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 615. The pick 4, 1683. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market, so now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit Vinny Steele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A disappointing end to a winnable series.
Well,
it was a Max Muncy home run that was the nail in the coffin as the Birds dropped 2 of 3 to the Athletics. 5-1 was the final yesterday, concluding what was otherwise a successful 4-2 road trip. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked if he thought the Orioles' performance yesterday was just an end-of-the-road flat performance. All right, we'll get that at 6:30 for you this morning. The Orioles are now 3-12 against left-handed pitchers, not including openers this season, 23-26 in all other games. NBA Finals last night in OKC. This one went to the Thunder, 123-107. The final, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, the NBA MVP, with 34 points. French Open Finals at Roland Garros Stadium. Carlos Alcaraz with an epic 5-set win over Yannick Sinner. And Denny Hamlin takes the Firekeepers Casino 400 after a thrilling late battle with William Byron at the Michigan International Speedway. Coming up in 30 minutes, college athletics are amateur no more. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hey, good Monday morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. You're with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Strange weather. They kept saying, it's going to rain. I mean, well, I already gathered all the animals 2x2. Nothing. I mean, it sprinkles where I was, actually. It's just nothing all that exciting beyond that. But okay, I'll take it. You know, a little bit of outside stuff done, a little bit of inside stuff done, and Nino Mangione is with us. And, you know, I got to tell you, I also had the opportunity to have a great nap yesterday. And that I majored in nap in college. A lot of people don't know how to what your major or minor might be when they look back, but I remember rather distinctly. I remember distinctly having to go to an 8 o'clock econ class first thing in the morning and not having any idea the difference between micro and macroeconomics by the time the semester was over.
Yeah, a long time ago. I know. It's a long time ago.
Well, so, yeah.
But good morning.
We actually use large stones, round stones as currency then, you know. That's what we were doing. How's your weekend?
It was great. Thank you. Lots going on. We had the Association of Tiny American Charities event. This gala has about 800 people, so it was good to see some family and friends there. And no money on the horse race, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah. That happens every time.
Yeah. There's this woman online. Her name is Conservative Mama. That's what she goes by. And I've broken it up into three different bites because it's long enough that it makes sense to do this. And she is basically telling those people on the center left and on the left, you know, we did mention this stuff to you. We told you this stuff was going to be happening. Here's the second of the three.
You were told that Trump called our fallen soldiers suckers and losers. You were told that videos of Joe Biden shaking hands with the air and talking about recent conversations that he had had with deceased world leaders and forgetting his own cabinet members' names were just cheap fakes. At what point are you going to start to question what you're being told by our media?
And actually, particularly after this weekend out in Los Angeles, you've got to be questioning what you're being told. When you have people, the swamp media on TV, MSNBC, CNBC, or not CNBC, CNN, some of the networks as well, and what they're saying, you know, while the reporters on camera, this is a mostly peaceful thing. And you see the split screen, and there are fires in the background, and buildings on fire, cars on fire.
Looting. I mean, rocks being
mostly peaceful. My God, this is a redux of 2020 during the, quote, summer of love. And it's to me, I watch this. We have a couple of the sawways coming up during the show. It's like, if you're not questioning whether or not they're telling you the truth by now, folks, you have got to wake up.
And the sad part is the only people more untrustworthy than the media are the California politicians.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The mayor, the governor, Representative Maxine Waters, the other lady that was, I mean, they're the only people that might give the media a run for the lies, the gaslighting. It's just outrageous and unbelievable. Because it's right there in front of us, like you said. It's all there.
I mean, it's the classic line. I can't tell you how many times I've mentioned this on this show. Is who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And they're on camera, and they're looking straight at the camera saying, Donald Trump was wrong in bringing out the troops because these are mostly peaceful protests that are going on. And you see things on fire behind them and looting going on. Are you aware of what your surroundings are, sport? Because behind you, we're showing the reality.
It was a congresswoman being interviewed, and the split screen is total chaos, fires, and everything at the same time. And then there's another congresswoman or whoever, the local politician, LAPD, has this under control. And then the LAPD, the police chief, is like, we can't handle this. We don't have control.
No.
We're stretched already.
Just a bit. Yeah, just a bit. 613 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM will be talking about that a good bit during the show today. First, though, it's time for traffic and weather on the threes. And here he is after a good weekend playing golf. He was actually 37 under par. I think that's a number. He's that good. You know, he is that good. Chuck Whitaker.
Not me. I didn't do it.
Oh, really?
Look at my face. Am I angelic or what?
I know.
Yes, morning, just Chuck.
I'm just trying to buy my way through it, Dino. You know how that goes. Just getting a report of a wreck northbound 95 at Route 32. This information just coming in, so we'll get a quick look at that as soon as we go into the break here. But in the meantime, heads up if you're coming north through Howard County from the ramp area at Route 216. Nothing major, but again, this rain we had overnight, some of the roadways still wet. The Beltway west side with the early delay south of I-70.
down to Route 40. Then some fog kind of moved in. So we're going to be with the low beam headlights on for a while. And again, some of the roadways just wet enough that we're actually still seeing some spray from the rain showers overnight. So take it easy early this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Foggy and muggy first thing this morning. By afternoon, partly cloudy, a break from the rain. High should be between 82 and 85 degrees. And then the rain returns both tonight and into Tuesday. Temps right now are, they're okay. 64 degrees currently in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, it's a couple of degrees when we're at 68. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, to be honest, guys, I don't know exactly what an influencer does. Truly, I don't. I'm just not sure that this is a job. How do you put that on your resume? I don't know what the qualifications are. But there's this influencer named Andrew Tate, and he has been actually stopped in Bucharest, Romania. Why? And I had to translate the numbers. He was doing 196 kilometers per hour. That's about 121 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. In what is a 30-mile-an-hour zone.
Yeah.
What? That's four times the speed limit. He's recorded driving nearly four times the speed limit in a village. He just blew through this village. You know, you could have had urchins out there. You could have had human beings out there or small animals. This is amazing. You know what the fine was, though? $420. I'm sorry. He'd be spending 6 months behind bars.
Sure.
If that's all you're going to fine the guy, then hell with it. You know, I mean, he's driving some kind of supercar, I think a Lotus or something. So, you know, really, you're going to give this guy a fine, which basically would be pocket change for him.
Right.
And he gets to post all about this because, after all, he is an influencer. So he gets to monetize it.
Right, sure. He made it back real quick.
Yeah, he is a self-proclaimed misogynist. He and his brother are currently facing charges. Wow. Okay, here's where it gets rich. They fined him so far $420, but he's already facing charges in Romania, including rape and human trafficking.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. They deny any wrongdoing. They just say that somehow they got confused between kilometers per hour and miles per hour. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. So
missed it by just that much.
Just that much. Yes. I have my midlife crisis car, which was a replica of the Porsche 356, the bathtub car, and everything was in kilometers.
Yeah.
Driving down the road, I had to do math all the damn time.
They tried that. And when I worked for the Department of Transit and Traffic back in the day, they actually put the metric things up on Monument Street and Madison Street in the city because they were going to convert everything. Remember that?
Right.
And coming in, and people were looking, and the metric speed, the regular speed on Monument Street was 30, and the meters or whatever, kilometers, was like 53.
Right, yes.
So people were getting tickets, and we had to go to the traffic court as a representative. And they said, well, the sign said 53.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So needless to say, we got an order from the mayor's office, go out and take the damn things down.
Yes.
Which we did.
Yeah. Somehow we're troglodytes, according to the rest of the world, because we still do things in non-metric numbers. But that's quite an error between 196 kilometers per hour and 50 kilometers per hour, which is roughly four times. It's 120, 125 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. In a limit, it's a 30-mile-an-hour limit.
Right.
So it's just a bit of an error.
Just a bit. I have a quick update.
Yes.
Belmont.
Yeah.
It looks like the wreck on 95 is northbound south of Route 32, and it is backing up north of Route 216 on the northbound side.
Well, okay. We'll check back with you in a couple of minutes, Chuck, all right?
Thank you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Nina Mangione is here. I'm here. Sean has the week off. This is actually his real vacation, as opposed to his pretend vacation, which is 2 weeks ago. His pretend vacation was, in all fairness, being granddad
24-7. So he's in Florida for the week,
yeah,
right?
He needed vacation, yeah. Man. After that, that was, it's, you know, it's for you. Right?
I Parenthood was going out to L.A., right? Wasn't he going on vacation out in L.A.?
I think it's Florida. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I think. So, anyway, he's out having a good time, relaxing with his beautiful bride. And we are here with you for the entire week. And, of course, our executive producer, Chris Hagerick, is here to make sure that we get through the 3 hours every day without a major disaster. And thanks very much for Maggie Hunter for coming to take care of the news for us as well. All right. Coming up, a couple of examples of how the mainstream media, the swamp media, is badly distorting what's actually going on out in Los Angeles, because the riots don't fit their narrative somehow. That's coming up next on Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 620.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Well, going into the weekend, I had no idea that we would have a dominant topic for this morning, but we do, obviously, because it has such an impact on us, because this are echoes here. Echoes of the Freddie Gray, they need room to destroy, whatever the phrase was she used, our good mayor at the time. Because it's going on in Los Angeles right now, and there's the same denial going on out there that went on here during the Freddie Gray riots. So they just gave them room to destroy. Fine. And all the businesses they destroy, who's going to compensate them? And that's what's happening in L.A. right now. People's cars are being burned. They have apparently self-driving cars out there now. And a couple of them are still in flames. The battery, apparently.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars for those self-driving cars.
Yeah, and it's, well, you know, when you begin to burn those batteries, it's toxic. I mean, this is one of the real problems with electric vehicles as they currently exist, is if you have damaged your vehicle, if you're in a car accident, and you get a battery spill, it's a hazmat scene. I mean, literally, you cannot simply have a police come and, you know, put up a couple of cones and cordon it off and got a tow truck there. It's a hazmat scene. This is a real problem in Los Angeles. When you burn those chemicals, whoever is downwind from that, you know, is going to suffer and suffer pretty badly. There are all kinds of medical conditions, including, you know, a bad asthma, bad bronchitis, other things can come out of that, or worse.
And there's videos of smoke everywhere. There's a, I would say, it'd be an iconic image if it was for a good reason, but this guy with the Mexican flag, yep, as L.A. burns, looting, throwing rocks at police, it's all there, and I'm sure we're going to be talking all morning about it.
Yeah, and if his affinity is for Mexico, that's fine. It's just to the south. You know, turn right at the corner and keep walking. 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic with On the Threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
And we're getting some brake lights now on 895 southbound around O'Donnell Street. Typical ride there. Traffic is going into the tunnel. And we can see right next door the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. 95, not too bad right now south of O'Donnell Street. With a little bit of the rain early, some fog in the area. The Beltway west side is already pretty solid there. 795 all the way down to Route 40 already. Stop and go through there. Went back and looked at this wreck. I haven't seen the vehicles yet, but there was some impact. The wreck was 95 northbound after Route 216 and southbound after Route 32 was looking at it. So we're still a bit slow. I think the possibility here that they may have cleared because the pace northbound was better. But right now, just be prepared. A little bit slow on 95 there around the Howard County and the Prince George's County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Foggy, muggy this morning. By the afternoon, partly cloudy. A break from the rain. A high should be 82 to 85 degrees. The rain returns tonight and into tomorrow. Right now, Dundalk has 67 degrees, and Bel Air has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One of the worst apologists for the things left, let's put it that way, Dana Bash, over at CNN. And she was actually talking with Senator Mark Windmullen from Oklahoma. And you got to hear this exchange where she says, you know, this is like a pretend riot. This isn't like a real riot. You know, this is just like a pretend riot because I know real riots.
That was a real riot that went all over the city of Los Angeles after a verdict in the Rodney King case. This is a situation where LA County police,
Dana,
it's not good, but they're saying that they have it under control, and the president is sending national troops,
Dana,
federal troops, in a way
this,
that
we can look at
hasn't
this,
been
and
done
we can
in a
obviously
long time.
See that it is not under control. It's not under control. You and I both can see that. It's not under control. And a riot is a riot. They're throwing all types of objects at law enforcement, and the president is absolutely right.
It sounds like she went to Geezerville. Back in my day, we had real riots way back when. Come on, I mean, take a look at the images. You mean a riot has to be a certain scope and size? You a body count? I mean, how do you determine what's a pretend riot, Dana, and what's a real riot?
It's exactly why CNN has lost almost all credibility.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what more do you... This is what makes X or Twitter platforms like that so valuable in these times, because it's all captured in real time, put on the internet, and you can see what's happening. The fires, the attacks on police, the people taking over, by the way. I mean, they're taking over public streets.
Yeah.
People cannot get to where they need to go by the thousands and thousands of people. Then the actual LA police chief comes out and is saying we're overwhelmed. He actually said a lot of these, whether or not it's just anarchist, but it's all right there, and here she is saying, oh, no,
this isn't
just
a real riot.
It's
mostly peaceful.
Politics, peaceful, yeah.
Mark Wayne Mullen said, can I make you aware of something, Dana? Because maybe you're not just aware of what's going on here. Have you seen the images? Have you seen them waving the flags out there?
The difference between what you're seeing during the riots back in 92 to where we are today is that the governor was actually working with the president of the United States. Now you have a governor that isn't. And think about this. They were literally out there protesting carrying a foreign flag. That is absolutely insane. I mean, they're not just peaceful protesters. These are illegals. These are exactly why the president is trying to secure our border.
Yeah. Not only are they waving the Mexican flag, by the way, but the anti-ICE riots in L.A. Indicate that one of the guys on the report is on the field. Multiple protesters in L.A. heard chanting Allahu Akbar while wearing those
That's the thing. And to the senator, he's right. They are. It's the illegal alien crowd. It's the anarchist crowd that does this in every city across America all the time. It's a lot of those same rebel rousers and the free Palestinian. They're Palestinian flags. What does that have to do with ICE? But the point is, it's the same ilk, and this is the playbook, and it's not just going to stop with this issue. It'll be 4 years. They started in 2016, the moment, and I was there when Trump was inaugurated. They were tearing around.
D.C.
D.C.
Yeah, so, breaking windows and destroying stores during the inauguration, for folks who have a short memory, during the inauguration. That's 9 years ago. We may have forgotten. Short, you know, we have all of us have a kind of a cultural short-term memory loss on that. But during the inauguration, you had these people out on the streets of D.C. breaking store windows, doing damage, trashing cars, lighting fires. That's 9 years ago.
Yep.
And now it's just, it grows and metastasizes. And that's a real problem because unless you cut the cancer out right now, it's going to just continue to grow until eventually it's everywhere. It's heading that way right now. More on this coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. There's great financing available and free area towing. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. 6:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and time for news.
Thanks.
Maggie Hunter.
Thank you, thank you. Good morning. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. State police are investigating a deadly five-vehicle crash that involved a trooper in Howard County. The crash happened at around 2 a.m. Sunday on southbound 95 near Route 100 when a Jeep struck the trooper's patrol car, which was on the left shoulder of the roadway. The impact of the crash caused the Jeep to travel into the roadway, where it was then struck by a pickup, an SUV, and passenger vehicle. The driver of the Jeep died in the crash. The 30-year-old and his passenger were injured and taken to shock trauma. The troop whose vehicle was struck was also taken to shock trauma, where he was treated and released. Mayor Brandon Scott says significant progress has been made in the Harbor East fuel spill cleanup, and roadways have reopened as the remaining work is scaled back. In addition, normal Harbor Connector operations are resuming this morning. The Harbor Connector Route 1 from Maritime Park to Locust Point will be available from 6 until 8 on a 15-minute frequency. Harbor Connector routes 2 and 3 will continue to operate on their normal routes and times. And Wes Moore is among the members of the Democratic Governors Association who say President Trump's activation of the National Guard in L.A. is an alarming abuse of power. In a statement, Moore and the others say governors are the commanders-in-chief of their National Guard units, and the federal government activating them without consulting or working with the state's governor is ineffective and dangerous. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the National Guard troops are there to keep the public safe, and the move is necessary because California's governor hasn't taken the situation seriously. And Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is reacting to the return of Kilmar Obrego Garcia from a prison in El Salvador. The chairman of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus says it's a waste of hard-earned taxpayer dollars. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
N62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
On the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so we're still slow. There was an accident. We still never actually saw the accident scene. I-95 northbound, north of 216, and before Route 30.
232. So we're still backed up north of 216 with a speed reduction. Same thing on the southbound side after Route 32. So again, just be aware in that area in Howard County with delays. I think most of the lanes are open, but the backup is still there. The west side outer loop delay now, again, from last report, still 795 down through Frederick Road, and now delays at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 around the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is beginning to slow here after the Eastern Avenue O'Donnell Street ramp going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So far, so good through the Annapolis area on 50 and also along I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off foggy and muggy for your Monday morning with temperatures that are mild, mainly in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we get a break from the rain, mostly cloudy skies and temps in the 80s today. We'll see more rain showers roll in on Tuesday and then heating up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. May not have seemed like a crucial loss, but when you're 13 games out of first and 8.5 behind 9 teams in the wild card race, every game is a
crucial
loss.
Max Muncy leads off.
And launches one deep to left. You can kiss that ball goodbye.
Well, somebody in South Natoma's just got a souvenir.
Did he get a hold of that one?
That one courtesy of A's TV, and the Athletics do defeat the Orioles yesterday. 5-1 was the final. With 45 games to play before the July 31 trade deadline, the Birds need to go 29-16 just to get to 500. The NASCAR Cup Series now has two drivers with three wins. It's Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin. Hamlin doing it yesterday at the Michigan International Speedway.
Player.
24 is out of gas, coming to pit road. 24 didn't make it, so that means the 11 has to be close. Can the 11 nurse this thing around for one more?
Plenty of anxiety in the 11 camp. Here comes Denny Hamlin. Third win of the year, going to come at Michigan number 11 delivered.
And there you have it on NBC Sports. Joe Gibbs Racing. Denny Hamlin takes the Firekeepers Casino 400 after a thrilling late battle with William Byron. Hamlin now 41 points behind Larson in the standings. Both racers are looking up at William Byron. In one of the most epic matches in Grand Slam final history, 21-year-old Carlos Alcaraz wins his fifth major title with a 5-set win over Jannik Sinner, coming back from 2 sets down for the first time in his career and beating Sinner for the 5th consecutive time in head-to-head competition. On the women's side, American Coco Gauff made history Saturday, winning her first French Open title, becoming the first U.S. woman to win at Roland Garros since Serena did it in 2015. At the Belmont on Saturday, much like the Kentucky Derby, Journalism entered the race as the clear favorite, but Junior Alvarado, riding aboard Sovereignty, had another idea.
Journalism makes a decisive move with a quarter of a mile to go, and he takes command of the Belmont Stakes. Sovereignty angles out to try and run him down. It's a rematch of the Kentucky Derby as they come to the eighth ball, and here comes Sovereignty! Sovereignty goes right by Journalism once again, leaving
Frank Miramonte with the call on Fox. The well-rested Sovereignty held out of the Preakness by 3 full lengths. Defeats Journalism. Down the stretch they come. And the time now is 6:37. When we return, college athletics is literally not amateur anymore.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
Guys, it was a historic decision over the weekend.
Yeah.
College athletics literally is not amateur athletics anymore. Colleges are now able to pay their players directly.
Okay.
Doesn't have anything to do with NIL. NIL is separate. They can still get their NIL. They will actually get a paycheck from their college for participating in sports.
Okay, now, initially, I don't know if you have a big problem with this. However, those individuals who are working for money now, they're employees, not students.
Correct.
And they should not be receiving a degree where you get a whole lot of gentlemen's C pluses in order to get some dumb jock through through undergraduate school. That if they want to be set up a system where you have a bunch of semi-pros or minor league pros that represent the college across the country, knock yourself out. That's fine. But don't pretend they're student athletes.
Right. Well, they are student athletes. I mean, they're still on scholarship. Okay. Here's everything that they're going to get.
Why should they get a scholarship?
But they are.
Okay, but if you're going to pay them, take them off a scholarship and say, go earn your money.
Okay, but that's not the case. But look, I'm not disagreeing with you, but here's what they get. What they get is money. They get a college scholarship. They get their meals. They get their, you know, whatever expenses, et cetera, et cetera. They also can get NIL money. This is the total pool of money available to them. Here's what's going to happen. Most of the money is going to go to the football teams. And if a school doesn't have a football team, most of the money is going to go to the basketball teams. But after that, the non-revenue generating sports, the track and fields, the bowling, the volleyball, the whatever the other sports are, right? What's going to happen to those sports?
They're done.
A lot of them are going to get cut.
As a Towson University former Division I soccer
there you
athlete,
go. You know firsthand.
They took the money and invested in the bigger sports, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I agree. I mean, there is so much available to college athletes. I see this as being terrible for the future of college sports, but NIL I could understand because, hey, who are you to tell somebody if the local, you know, whatever.
Right,
a sports
they can't
shop
have a
wants
deal.
To sponsor your shoes,
right.
Sponsor your whatever, and pay you a couple bucks. Well, of course, they're not making a couple bucks, a couple million for some of them. But the idea of paying the athletes, and what about that 10th guy on the basketball team? Like, what is he going to get compared to the star? How are you going to even do the finances of paying the players?
Well, each school is going to make their own decision. So the decision that Maryland makes to pay its 10th guy on its basketball team may be different than the decision that Villanova makes or whatever. So you've got that flexibility. I think this is terrible for college sports.
Yes, terrible for college sports.
And you now have to hire more staff in order to oversee compensation, do the negotiations, et cetera, et cetera. Because you're going to overload Division I coaches otherwise with too many things to do. If you have to be to figure out to negotiate a contract with some college student, how do you do that? Is it the same thing as you have with, you know, the big guy here on the Ravens? You have to gain so many yards, and we'll give you a B+ in the class. I mean, how do you do this?
Well, you know, and I'll tell you something else that it's going to introduce, and we can talk about this another time, but it's going to introduce an element into the locker room that's never been present before.
Yes.
Right. How much are you making? What am I? Well, how come he's making that? Well, I want to make that.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
The unions, the college athletes, they already tried with the unions, but then that's going to make its way in soon. I just, like Bruce said, I mean, if you're on a full scholarship and getting room and board, you might be making $60,000 at some of these big schools over 4 years, a couple hundred grand right there. Now you're going to be paying them out of pocket. There's already so much going on with the expenses of these programs. Now, granted, the big ones make a lot of money, but at the same time, I do not see how this benefits the future of college sports.
No, it doesn't, but if you view colleges and universities as the minor league for pro football.
Well, that's what they are now,
right? Then, all right, fine. Let's be honest about it. You guys want to have a good semi-pro team or a minor league team playing for you at Notre Dame or at Michigan or wherever else. You go out, you recruit the players, you draft them, in essence. You convince them to go to your school, and you pay them to represent the school, not necessarily to get a degree. If there's a degree, it should be a degree in sports performance. I mean, something like this. It should not be, oh, okay, he has a degree in economics. It should be separate and very different from getting a bachelor's in science or a BA. Let's just be honest about it. If it's going to be corrupt, let's go ahead and endorse it.
I'm just going to call it the college division of pro football.
Precisely.
Or the college division of pro basketball.
Precisely.
From now on.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB. We'll check back with you, Gary, at the top of the hour. Now let's check in with Chuck Whitaker at Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Like my degree in BS.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got me along very far in my lifetime.
It's a master's degree for you, Chuck.
Oh, it is a master's degree. <Yes. laughs> I might even be a doctor. Call me Dr. Whitaker for that
one. We're just proctoring your course, so.
Well, that's good. Wait till I start teaching. It'd be like Professor Cool back in the old days.
God bless Stu, you know?
Stu Kerr. Northeast Outer Loop fills in just a bit at Hartford Road. Right here at Providence Road, it's still good. And also the ramp traffic right at Park Heights Avenue. No bright sunshine this morning through there, so that pace is good. But, boy, that west side outer loop is already slow. From 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. 95 is still slow. There was an incident in that area just south of Route 32. So northbound was looking at it. Southbound was looking at it. It's still slow, but all the lanes are open. And now the state police have basically said they have cleared the scene. So we'll see if that begins to loosen up just a bit. We're right now in the area between a 15 and a 20-minute delay and building for the traffic southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Foggy and muggy this morning. It is a bit sticky outside. By afternoon, partly cloudy, break from the rain. High should be 82 to 85 degrees. Rain returns tonight and into Tuesday. Right now, Glen Burnie has 67, as does Hunt Valley. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, now it's once again time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Brought to you as a public service in the name of our friends in the food and beverage industry for Chuck's Food News in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
This commitment to stupid is impressive.
Well, we like to go ahead and commit fully, sir.
So that's my boy.
Exactly. Story number one. You ready for new ice creams? Kroger, which is, I don't know if there are Krogers around here or not. It's a big grocery chain. But if they're doing it, somebody else will hear soon. They're kicking off somewhere with four all-new flavors of ice cream.
Oh.
Well, yeah. You have the Italian-style summer fizz, which is basically a blood orange sherbet with candy clusters in it. So, okay. The Fireside Nights, toasted marshmallow ice cream with s'mores bits and orange swirl. Sandy Shores, coconut ice cream with sweet and salty pretzel crunch. No sand, actually, in it. And a Poolside Tan Lines, which is a blend of vanilla bean, chocolate, and coffee ice creams. Now, I don't know if that's all mixed together or if it's, like, swirled. But that's the one that would interest me, actually, the Poolside Tan Lines. I like coffee ice cream. Good coffee ice cream.
Good to me.
Yeah, this beer, Chuck, this is something we should be aware of. There's a new beer out. It has no barley. No sugar, but for those who care, no gluten. Backed by an MIT-backed fermentation science major, they've developed this new beer built for drinkers who want to feel as good as their beverage tastes. What's in it? 100% quinoa, which is it's quinoa. I don't know why it's quinoa, it's quinoa, but it's made with pure quinoa. Okay.
I'll pass.
Yeah, no. It's naturally gluten-free, contains no added sugar.
Oh, boy.
And has 4.4% booze, alcohol, targeting wellness-conscious consumers seeking a lighter drinking option. Developed over 3 years with MIT Food Services. It's good to know what the guys at MIT are doing.
Go in some joints. Excuse me. Can I have a quinoa, please? Just get the hell out of here.
Where'd you go to school? I went to the University of Michigan. What about you? I went to MIT. Oh, really? All right. What did you major in? Making quinoa beer.
Yeah, boy.
So, that's story number two. And story number three, I had no idea there were these variations, Dino. They have a number of different flavors of Spam. I don't know if you're aware of this.
They do?
They do, yes. Here are a few of the flavors that are out there. the Spam with Tocino seasoning. I don't know what that is.
Maybe you can have a quinoa with that.
Yes, exactly. It's actually some kind of spice from the Philippines. Okay. So they're appealing to that little segment of the audience there. Hickory smoked flavored Spam.
That might not be too bad.
Maple flavored Spam. Mm-hmm. And of course, they have to have the 25% less sodium Spam, which means it tastes just like Spam, but worse.
It's like eating a can.
Yeah. Teriyaki Spam. And there's the one for you. Gochujang flavored. That's G-O-C-H-U-J-A-N-G. Gochujang flavored. All right. It's a Korean red elite chili paste. This is something for Sean right there. It is. Spam with real bacon. No. Okay.
Did you get that sauce from Kim Jong-un?
I think so. Spam oven roasted turkey flavor.
Oh, wonderful.
Why on earth would you do why would you do that?
That's the whole question right there.
You have jalapeno Spam, classic Spam, excuse me, Spam light, and then number one, excuse me, Spam hot and spicy.
Oh.
Now, how that's different from the other hot and spicy ones, I don't know, but there you go. All the choices of Spam you could ever want.
It's like that stuff the Stooges used to make called filet of sold and heel.
Jesus.
Does anything sound healthier than sodium nitrate in your food?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's just wonderful.
It just makes it sound.
And that green stuff around the can when you open it up.
Tastes so good, man. Can I have extra sodium nitrate?
Yeah, a little extra side dish of sodium nitrate.
With my quinoa beer.
Can't wait to see the next morning.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's on fire.
Yep, exactly. Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:50. First up this morning is Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, mazel tov to Sean on his new butt. Also, I want to wish everyone, hope everyone have a meaningful U.S. Flag Day holiday observances coming Saturday, June 14th. Also, June 14th, President Donald Trump's birthday. He turns 80 years of age.
Hold on, Mark. Hold on just a second. Mark. Take a breath, because we're all very confused here. You started off by saying, "Congrat." I wanted to tell you what we all heard, okay? Then you could tell us what you meant to say. We all heard, congratulations to Sean on his new butt.
New bride.
New bride.
But you said, to Mark the caller, is you said earlier, with his lovely bride, he may have taken that as new bride.
No.
He's on a trip with his bride.
With his bride.
Oh, not his new bride.
No, that's what I meant. All right. Anyway, now we got that clarified. Okay.
By the way, he is taking his new butt with him, so it's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I thought I said bride. All right, you know I'm a Southerner. But anyway, that's how we say things. All right, well, here's the thing I want to say about the press covering the carnage in Los Angeles. Is there any way possible, because they're giving inaccurate information, of somehow muzzling the press or anything like that? There's supposed to be freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Unfortunately, we're in an emergency situation and all. We need to call the National Guard and possibly now the Marines and whatever else the U.S. Department of Defense is going to offer anyway to report a news blackout.
No, Mark, that's suppression of the news. That's not going to happen in this country. Unless they're proving malice, they can misreport things all they want to. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. 6:51.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHSC number 1566.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 653. Monday morning. Don't worry, this frog in my throat has appeared from all of a sudden. But you know what? Tastes just like chicken. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
The early ride around the Beltway, really nothing major, but the little bit of fog and the fact that the streets were a little bit damp early this morning makes the west side outer loop already busy, and it's been there for a while. 795 all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road. So far, the Parkville side of the Beltway is filled in, coming over from Bel Air Road through Putty Hill and then over towards Hartford Road. And looking at that area live now, it's beginning to slow right there at Hartford Road, coming around towards Providence Road. The inner loop through Pikesville, still good. The cloud cover today helping that area out, where normally that's in the bright sunshine right now, headed towards Green Spring Avenue. As we stand right now, pretty close to 20 to 25-minute delays and building with the lanes open, but backed up, headed south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Foggy, muggy this morning. By afternoon, partly cloudy, a high between 82 and 85 degrees. Break from the rain. Rain returns tonight into tomorrow. Right now, Ellicott City has 65 degrees, and Reisterstown right now has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, you know, after this weekend's riots, or pretend riot, according to the CNN folks, out in Los Angeles, there is some question as to, you know, what led to this? Who caused this? Well, Cory Booker has the answer.
The reality is we see peaceful protests launching in Los Angeles. The local authorities can handle that. But remember, a lot of these peaceful protests are being generated because the President of the United States is sowing chaos and confusion by arresting people.
Yeah. Arresting people who are guilty of crimes. I mean, I look at them and I'm like, are you that big of an idiot? I mean, truly, are you this? They're causing chaos by arresting criminals. Well, let's extend that, you know. Let's say we simply say, we don't want you guys to arrest anybody because somehow that causes chaos. What would the inevitable outcome of that be?
So just let them destroy everything.
Absolutely.
Let them injure people or risk people's lives by taking over city streets.
Destroy
but
buildings.
At the end of the day, no matter what happens in this country, it's Donald Trump's fault. Every damn one of them, Cory Booker, Gavin Newsom, Mayor Bass, Maxine Waters, they are all blaming Donald Trump. Nothing says let's fight for the rights of immigrants like looting, for
right.
example.
Yeah.
Nothing says let's fight for our Mexican brothers and sisters by actually rioting over and waving Mexican flags over maybe some illegals have to go back to Mexico.
Right.
It's just this whole thing, it is anarchy, it's chaos. But again, somehow it's Donald Trump's fault for them not actually taking the initiative to quell the riots. You want to protest? Protests happen all the time.
Yep, sure.
But this is not protest. It's all over the news. We can see it. It's unbelievable that this is happening yet again. But when you have leadership like that, what do you expect?
Well, when you have Newsom out there, Gavin Newsom, saying we have things out of control, and they're showing footage of the city on fire, you gotta wonder as to what reality that guy lives in. And this is uniform through the Democrats. And there's some audio coming up next half hour for you from Maxine Waters. She can't understand why there are people in uniform there, and they have guns. That's really scary. Why do they have guns? Self-protection would be the first step, I suppose. Keeping order as a part of law and order would be the next part.
And for nobody that's seen the video, that guy's a treasure, a national treasure, because she tried to inject herself into a detention center, and this is during all the chaos. There's so much going on. Safety is a concern for everybody. And here comes Maxine Waters acting like everybody should just let her in like she's some type of queen. And he slams the door right in her face saying, no, no, no.
Building's closed. Yeah,
building's closed. This is... You know, this is while Rome is burning, and she wanted a little photo op, and God bless this guy, because he goes, no. Closes the door.
Look, it makes no sense. This is like these doofuses who showed up somehow expecting that they would have the right to see, St. Obrero Garcia, that they're shocked somehow that they go to a foreign country and insist that they have the right to be there because of congressional privilege. And they said, no, make an appointment next time and come and we respect you. Same kind of stuff happened in this country where you have people, the showboats on the Democrat side, show up and say, we insist that you see us right now. Under what possible grounds do you have to be here in the middle of a riot to see somebody? Could you maybe wait, make an appointment? We're glad to accommodate you for some time next week.
And this, you brought up Abrego Garcia. I think a lot of this that's happening right now in L.A. is the exclamation point for the immigration debate. These people need to go. And this is why we need more ICE agents. It's why we need more resources helping them. Because these people that are waving the Mexican flags, Garcia's coming back, which is nice. I'm glad he is coming back to face the human trafficking and gun trafficking charges. This is who they're fighting for. More individuals like this walking around the streets of our cities and our communities. No, no, no. Up the effort. Thank you, President Trump and his administration, for trying to get these people out.
Well, there's no rational explanation for why one would say, please leave the violent criminals in my neighborhood, other than widespread cases of Trump derangement syndrome. That's all I can attribute it to. It's TDS gone citywide in Los Angeles. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning? Or maybe hearing your favorite song, missing little pieces of it. Or maybe it's you, maybe it's your spouse, or your mom, your dad, brother, sister, missing pieces of conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and very empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan. Both Mrs. Elliott have been there in order to make sure our baseline was good. We're solid so far. We just can't hear each other when we're talking. Audiology Associates, which I guess is a husband-wife thing. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area, 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Downtown Los Angeles designated an unlawful assembly zone by police following a weekend of violence, rioting that followed a series of raids by ICE targeting criminal illegal aliens. Police and National Guardsmen pelted with rocks, bottles, and other objects. Cars burned, major thoroughfares blocked, and looters went on a rampage. The destructive turmoil prompting President Trump to deploy the National Guard.
In response to the unrest in California, the president said the deployment was necessary, and he's prepared to send in more troops.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
California's governor called the National Guard deployment unlawful. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth wrote online that active duty Marines were on high alert. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald says his people are ready for whatever today could bring.
An act of violence, whether toward officers, demonstrators, or the public, will be met with swift and lawful action. Our goal is to maintain order without escalating conflict and to protect everybody's right to safety.
On Truth Social, President Trump vows to, quote, liberate Los Angeles. He says the city has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. The stars and stripes nowhere to be seen amid the chaos, but there were plenty of foreign flags, the red, white, and green, on display. Ukraine says that Russia has launched the biggest overnight drone attack of the war to date, 479 drones in all. Hoping to end their tariff standoff, high-level delegations from the U.S. and China now meeting for talks in London. On Wall Street this morning, stocks, the futures narrowly mixed. Dow futures are up 23 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 7 points. S&P futures 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good morning. Back up towards Annapolis has arrived now. I-97 southbound right after the merge at Route 32. Then some fog in that area between there and the bridge at 178 down to the ramps at Route 50. 50 itself at the Bay Bridge over to the Severn River Bridge and to the ramps at I-97. All the lanes are clear. Backups at both tunnels. There's a broken down vehicle in the median on I-95 southbound after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off foggy and muggy for your Monday morning with temperatures that are mild, mainly in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we get a break from the rain. Mostly cloudy skies and temps in the 80s today. We'll see more rain showers roll in on Tuesday and then heating up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 65 in Parkville, 64 in Randallstown. At 7:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Baltimore Jewish Council is thanking everyone who took part in Sunday morning's march for the Israeli hostages and the victims of the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder. More than 450 people took part in the march along Park Heights Avenue, including members of the Baltimore area Jewish community, allies, community leaders, law enforcement, and elected leaders. Run for Their Lives Baltimore is a part of an international campaign that marches weekly in solidarity with the Gaza hostages. Co-organizer Julie August says the fear of an attack has not cowered people and has not stopped them from supporting the community and the hostages. Maryland State Police are investigating a deadly five-vehicle crash that involved a trooper in Howard County. The crash happened at around 2 a.m. Sunday on southbound 95 near 100 when a Jeep struck the trooper's patrol car, which was on the left shoulder of the roadway. The impact of the crash caused the Jeep to travel into the roadway, where it was then struck by a pickup, an SUV, and passenger vehicle. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3615, the pick 41683. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speed. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
N62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. A disastrous inning does in the birds.
We get to watch something special day in and day out. And now he'll crowd it through for a base hit. Clark getting the windmill home. Carlson is not going to come up firing. And Wilson drives home yet another run. 4-1 the score. Wow.
call courtesy of A's TV in Sacramento. Jacob Wilson's RBI single came after back-to-back errors by Gunnar Henderson, and that was the final blow in the three-run second as the Birds dropped 2 of 3 to the Athletics. 5-1 was the final yesterday, concluding what was otherwise a successful 4-2 road trip. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked if he thought the Orioles' performance yesterday was just a flat end-of-the-road trip type of thing.
No, to me, that's not the story. The story is just left-handed pitching again, right? Like, left-handed pitching got us. We got to figure it out.
The Orioles are now 3-12 against left-handed starters this year, not including openers, and they're 23-26 in all other games. NBA Finals last night in OKC.
Jokic Alexander inside, banks it home. We've got a thunder avalanche here in game two.
Mike Breen with the call on ABC. OKC in a romp. 123-107 the final. 34 points from the NBA MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And finally, in the RBC Canadian Open at Osprey, it goes to New Zealand's Ryan Fox, beating Sam Burns in a four-hole playoff. A 3-wood to 7 feet from the hole. Beauty. But the big story was Rory McIlroy. After shooting an 8-over-78 on Friday, the career Grand Slammer and two-time winner of the Canadian Open missed the cut by 12 strokes. Coming up in 30 minutes, former Oriole Chris Davis is back in baseball, and you're not going to believe how much he's getting paid. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean is off this week. Need to mention when he kind enough to sit in with us. We're here with you from now until around 9 o'clock this morning. Then, of course, Kim Klasick live. I'm not quite sure how you feel about this weather. The temperatures are Kim Klasick weather. Anything below 80, I think she has to wear her winter coat and mucklucks. But it's rain, man. So, well, it's a warm rain. The crops need the rain. Oh, whatever. So, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Choose Your Fake News comes up next half hour. Make sure you are here for this. I think we have one that you'll kind of enjoy. John Fetterman, a junior senator from the state of Pennsylvania, immediately touring north, actually has kind of a refreshing view on one or two things that are happening in the world. He's a Democrat, but he seems to be able to think independently on some issues. That's kind of scary if you think about it. What would happen if all the Democrats were thinking independently? Ooh, wow. What a scary thought that is. One of it is on Elon Musk. So the Democrats this week, you know, they love Elon Musk this week. They love him. They want him back. The guy they were calling a Nazi last week and going out and protesting in front of Tesla dealerships and keying Teslas and trying to make his life miserable. Well, when Elon Musk and Donald Trump have an argument, obviously they're going to choose the Elon Musk side. So there are many of them who literally were the people who were calling this guy a Nazi.
And one of the elected officials said something about when we take the House back, we're going to look into investigating Elon Musk.
Yes.
I mean, that's how far, just because right. Anybody that's associated with Trump.
Yeah, but now, of course, that's off the table because they think he's a wonderful guy and they want him back. Fetterman says, we got a little hypocrisy issue here.
The dams we've been dumping all over Musk and vandalizing Teslas or whatever, and now we might be more back into him and thing. It's just like it's thing. It's like now Musk is right. Well, we were just, you know, going after him for all those months now and showing up at Tesla dealerships and all this kind of thing. It's like, you know, we have to decide, you know, where are we thinking about him?
Now think about the crisis this creates for those people who go out, the aging hippies who go out and stand at the Tesla dealership on Reisterstown Road. Are they still doing that? I mean, okay, fine. There's 7 of them. It doesn't matter. But they're out there. They've been protesting Elon Musk. If they're now getting instructions from their party that, wait, don't tell them. We like Elon after all because he and Donald Trump are arguing. Thus, we must like Elon because we hate Donald Trump.
Well, I don't care what party you're a part of. Spend your Saturdays doing something more fun than yelling and screaming outside of a Tesla dealership. But that's what they were doing. But, yeah, the whole thing with Elon Musk, I mean, here's a guy, right? I'm not happy what happened with him and Trump. And the Democrats certainly have their moment to laugh at us for that. But at the same time, this it kind of relates to what's happening in L.A.
Yeah.
It was this encouragement of hatred, this encouragement in which a lot of time, you know, the absolute destruction of Tesla property at the hands of these radicals, and it was just pushed aside. It's like, well, Elon deserves it,
yeah.
Just like in L.A. Well, I mean, Trump's fostering all this, and because of the way they're treating illegal aliens, this is a justified peaceful protest, when we know it's not justified, no. Number one, and we know it's not peaceful protest.
Well, it's just so blatant. That's the thing that gets me. Could you be a little more obvious? Maybe you could have gone through a month of thinking about whether you like Elon Musk before you suddenly said, God, I love that guy, you know? He does all the cool cars and stuff. So Fetterman says there is a degree of hypocrisy inside his party.
All I'm saying, though, it's like he's right about the big, beautiful bill. And now suddenly it wasn't that long ago that Tesla's was like the virtue signal kind of accessory for Dems as well too. So now where we are on all this kind of a thing now, where I follow what I as the truth. I would never want to vandalize Teslas, and now the big beautiful bill is wrong for America. And so from my perspective, it's like I've just tried to be consistent through that.
Yeah. Look, he's simply saying, I'm a little confused here, folks. Do we like the guy or do we hate the guy? Can we make up our minds and stick with that?
Let's not forget very quickly that he's saying it's wrong for America, the big, beautiful bill, but he's talking about the Democrats saying things like cutting health care right. for illegal aliens, deporting illegal aliens, some of the other spending in that bill. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to make that point.
Well,
clear.
You're right. We'll get to that because that's a great conversation to have. 713 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck the Whitaker.
The backups are still there, both the harbor tunnels. Again, nothing out of the ordinary for this time of the morning. So we still deal with that for the traffic coming both north and southbound on 895 and then 95 south. Most of that right now is around the curve at Eastern Avenue coming south from Moravia Road. So once again, be prepared for that. At one point early this morning, there was a wreck on I-95 northbound near Route 32. We're still looking at some data that once again is still showing a slow northbound from 216 and southbound from Route 32. So heads up if you're traveling there in Howard County. Beltway has filled in. On the Parkville side, the west side was already solid. That started early this morning. It's 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Foggy, muggy this morning. By this afternoon, partly cloudy, a break from the rain. A high should be around 82 to 85 degrees. Rain will return this evening and head into Tuesday. Right now, Pikesville has 64 degrees. Parkville has 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time now for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, Donald Trump, of course, was busy this past weekend, focused in part from all reports, even overnight, on what was happening out in Los Angeles. And he took action. He said, under the law, I am legally authorized to activate some of these National Guard guys, the ones who are specifically trained in these kinds of operations, riot control and so forth. And I'm going to do that. And, of course, all kinds of pushback happened after that. When asked about the pushback, Trump said, hey, there are actual human beings who live in Los Angeles. They need our protection.
If we see danger to our country and to our citizens, we'll be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order. We're going to be watching it very closely. And when they spit at people, you know, they spit. That's their new thing. They spit, and worse, you know what they throw at them, right? And when that happens, I have a little statement. They say, they spit, we hit. And I told them, nobody's going to spit on our police officers. Nobody's going to spit on our military.
Yeah, over what you did see, by the way, this past weekend was the LAPD and Mayor Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom and the rest of the Democratic hierarchy dragging their feet on actually helping the people from ICE. ICE asked for help because the crowds were gathering. They were not in full control. And it took hours for the LAPD to say, oh, yeah, okay, maybe we'll help you out or something. Which they did only because they were compelled to do so.
They get up to them this far away, and then they start spitting in their face. That happens, they get hit very hard. We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart like it was under Biden and his auto pen.
Yeah, we're not going back to 2020. We're not going back to the summer of love. This president says, no, if you do that stuff, believe me, we will make sure you're not damaging human beings or their property. And there's a footnote on this, you know, and that is, I've always felt that property rights are simply human rights extended. Because you can go out and you can buy a car. It is your property. You can go out, you can buy a house. It is your property. How do you get the money to do that? Through your work. Or whether you're working as a carpenter or working as an accountant, doesn't matter. Your work, your effort, the sweat from your brow, it gives you the compensation in cash that you can turn around and purchase the things you want. It is your right to hold that cash and spend it on what you choose. If you don't have that right, you're not a free man.
Now, Bruce, you're exactly right. And one of the images, it's just unbelievable where they're looting a store. And the guy clearly is an immigrant that worked. He tried for a second to fight them off. And I'm thinking, talk about property rights. I mean, how much? And this we saw it during George Floyd. I mean, there was an older black woman she was crying and in tears because her community and her city was being destroyed. And the McDonald's is being burnt at the time. These are people's livelihoods. They're, every last ounce of energy and investment into building these businesses, these small businesses, and all destroyed at the hands of these anarchists. There's actually a picture on WCBM.com, the image I mentioned, I'm sorry, WCBM's Facebook, of the guy waving the Mexican flag. Yeah. It is unbelievable to see the city up in flames, and there he is on top of a car waving this flag. It's very
This, by the way, is infuriating. There's a difference between waving the flag because you're proud of where you are from. Come St. Patrick's Day, we kind of expect that.
Sure.
Or waving the flag because you view it as a way of threatening. And this is the latter. So it's 7:19 right now. More on that coming up. But that is your mega, mega movement update.
And we are just getting started.
This in from JB, anybody who supports the rioters is guilty of aiding and abetting criminal activity. And he included the definition of aiding and abetting. Yeah. The act of helping, encouraging, or supporting someone in the commission of a crime, to actively encourage, to assist, or to support the commission of a criminal act. This is your, either before or after the fact, you're cooperating with criminal activity, and that cannot be allowed in this society. You want to weigh in, by the way, 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll for long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. Next half hour, choose your fake news.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Smuggler's Blues. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 721. On the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this week. Nino Mangione kind enough to sit in with us this morning. This in from Mike, emailed to themorningdrive@wcbm.com. The president had to nationalize the Guard in order to call them up because, yes, the Guard usually is under the authority of the whatever state's governor it is. So technically what has to happen is the president has to nationalize the use of the Guard. I don't know if there are limits on size or duration, but he is absolutely right on the process there.
Yes, so it's misleading, if not a flat-out lie, for anybody, including our governor, to say that he's abusing his power. No, he's leading while they're failing to lead in L.A., especially Gavin Newsom, because you're right. And they're supposed to work together. Well, how the Trump can't, Gavin Newsom showing no effort as the city burns to work with the president, so the president went ahead and said, we have to do something to protect people and property.
Can I point something out? How stupid politically is Gavin Newsom? Seriously. How stupid. This guy wants to be president. It's written all over his perfect hair. He wants to be president. So you're going to run for president with this in your background, and you are the guy who is standing with the rioters instead of standing with the citizens. It's not just L.A. It's not just California. You're going to run for president. These clips are going to be run in Iowa. They're going to run in Idaho. They're going to run in Mississippi. They're going to be run all across the country. This guy is the guy you want as president? It's going to be a real clear choice. Again, the Democrats are on not, this isn't even 80-20. This is like a 95-5 split, and they're choosing the five.
And the clip that I saw of Gavin Newsom talking about, Donald Trump, I'm just tired of you, the bloviating, come here and arrest me. Come here, and he's trying to make it about himself. He's an A-list actor. He spent a lot of time, too much time in Hollywood, because he's trying to make this a political campaign, like, come and arrest me, like he's some type of civil rights leader. Your city is burning, and you're blaming Trump, and then you're playing a game. I mean, who would say that? Come and arrest me, tough guy. I mean, the audio is unbelievable. Maybe we'll get that later, but it's Gavin Newsom is something.
Well, Gary Stein says that frequently to us here. He'll be in his office, and while we're talking about something else, he'll just stick his head in the window
and say, come arrest me.
We're like, what the hell are you talking about? That's 7:23 right now. Traffic over there on the threes. Chuck?
Well, knowing him, he's not very far off.
I know. Yeah, truly.
That could really happen any time, any place. The Beltway with the normal delays. Not too bad this morning on the northeast side. Normally, we're at Bel Air Road, and right now, it's right at Hartford Road towards Providence Road. And with the cloud cover today, the interloop to Greenspring is just moving right along over to the JFX. And despite the cloud cover and everything else, the west side outer loop delay is still there, and it's pretty much been there all morning. It's 795, and it's solid until you cross the ramps. I'm looking at the camera here at Frederick Road. Once you get that far down the hill, then you're good to go towards 95 and down towards the ramps towards the BW Parkway. The southwest side of the Beltway is good. Both the tunnels still backed up. Nothing major right now. We're about 15 to 20 minutes at both the tunnels southbound. That delay is still there on I-95 in Howard County. Early this morning, there was a wreck northbound before Route 32. Southbound could see it, and we're still backed up south of Route 32 and north of Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
This afternoon, partly cloudy, break from the rain. High should be between 82 and 85 degrees. Rain returns this evening into tomorrow. Right now, you're taking a look at fairly pleasant temperatures, although a little damp. 64 degrees in Randallstown right now and 66 in Middle River. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 725 on Monday morning. Look, there is criticism from some Republicans about the Big Beautiful Bill. And there are people in the Republican Party who are defending it. It's a perfectly legitimate disagreement to have. The question is, it's like watching sausage being made. You know, is there more good in this than bad? I'm very uncomfortable with the debt limit going up and up and up and up because I think it's immoral. I think we're doing this to our grandchildren and we shouldn't be doing this. There are other parts of the bill that, on a technical basis, some people have a problem with. Jason Riley over at the Wall Street Journal.
A lot of, I think, Musk's problems with this bill are shared by some other senators and by some other people in Congress, particularly people like Rick Scott, Mike Lee have spoken out. Obviously, Rand Paul has some issues with the bill. And I think this is constructive criticism.
Yeah, well, by the way, what Rand Paul has said, to be really clear, is he will vote for the bill if they strip out the part about raising the debt ceiling and just take it as the bill. He would vote for the bill. He's okay with that. He has hesitation about raising the debt ceiling again. And there are an awful lot of people of good conscience who do. Riley went on to say, by the way, Jason Riley wanted to say, there is room for improvement in the bill. There's room for improvement in every bill. But in this bill, there is room for improvement in places where people will disagree.
There are places this bill could be improved. Let's face it. There are some tax gimmicks in there with overtime and Social Security and car loans and things like that. I don't know that the Medicaid reforms go as far as they could go. So there is room for improvement. And I think, on balance, Musk is doing a good thing in calling that out.
Okay, now, as far as Medicaid goes, this is one of the third rails for the Democrats. You're kicking people off Medicaid. Well, you know what this means is there are roughly 5 million people on Medicaid right now who are young and healthy and simply choose not to work. Sorry. In my world, get a job.
Yes, you know, reforming.
And this isn't get a job that may pay you 20 hours a week, maybe work you 20 hours a week, or look for a job or work as a volunteer. Get a job. There are jobs out there. It may not be your perfect job, but there are jobs. And, Early on, I was working in this industry and washing dishes at the same time.
Yeah, the work requirement was not a whole hell of a lot of hours, number one. Number two, they're also in that Medicaid reform is getting people in this country illegally off taxpayer-funded health care.
Almost 2 million of them.
Yes.
So you're talking, there are almost 7 million individuals on Medicaid that we know of for the get-go.
And that was part of the reason Fetterman said, see, you know, we're the big, beautiful bill's bad. Well, they are fighting, the Democrats are fighting us kicking off illegal aliens, us actually trying to get people that are able-bodied, young, and healthy to actually have to work a little bit. And the spend, now, their difference is, like you said, I mean, there's Rand Paul difference as to why he doesn't like it. And then there's the Democrats. They don't like it. They don't want anything to do with border funding, which actually, Rand Paul, and we don't need to get into that, but he made some comments I actually disagreed with him with over the border funding and the spending. I don't know if you saw
No,
those,
I did
but,
not, yeah.
Man, I mean, we'd have to have the audio to break it down, but I was like, oh, Rand, at this point, I'd spend every last dollar the federal government has to kick every single one of those people out of the country that are sitting there burning down L.A., that are here illegally. This country, there is no price tag you can put on getting out some of these anti-American haters that have been on the public dime for too long. They never belonged in this country in terms of coming here legally. Not to say there's not hundreds and millions, well, thousands
of some came in illegally, and some simply overstayed their visas and, by like 5 years, 10 years. So it's time.
And to contribute to what's going on in L.A. and to actually support some of that, they have to go.
And again, in my world, get a job. And I'm talking about finding something to keep yourself busy 39 hours a week, all right? I mean, do something that you could generate income, and then you can have Medicaid, no problem. We're not kicking you off. We're simply saying there's a work requirement. Guess what? Bill Clinton put in the work requirement. No problem when he did it, but there's a problem now when we're going to do it? Give me a break. 7:30 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More coming up on the Morning Drive. First, though, news and Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Mayor Brandon Scott says significant progress has been made in the Harbor East fuel spill cleanup and roadways have reopened as the remaining work is scaled back. In addition, normal Harbor Connector operations are resuming this morning. The Harbor Connector Route 1 from Maritime Park to Locust Point will be available from 6 until 8 on a 15-minute frequency. Harbor Connector routes 2 and 3 will continue to operate on their normal routes and time. Wes Moore is among the members of the Democratic Governors Association who say President Trump's activation of the National Guard in Los Angeles is an alarming abuse of power. In a statement, Moore and the others say governors are the commanders-in-chief of their National Guard units, and the federal government activating them without consulting or working with the state's governor is ineffective and dangerous. Homeland Security Secretary Chris Kristi Noem says the National Guard troops are there to keep the public safe, and the move is necessary because California's governor hasn't taken the situation seriously. And Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is reacting to the return of Kilmer Obrego Garcia from a prison in El Salvador. The chairman of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus says it's a waste of hard-earned taxpayer dollars to bring an already deported illegal alien criminal back to the U.S. to be housed in a U.S. jail at taxpayer expense so he can stand trial and be deported back to his homeland. The White House initially said Obrego Garcia was deported due to an administrative error, but later associated him with the MS-13 gang. A federal grand jury indictment was unsealed Friday, charging Obrego Garcia with human trafficking for allegedly making more than 100 human smuggling trips while he was living in Maryland. He was returned to the U.S. last week. And the Baltimore Jewish Council is thanking everyone who took part in Sunday morning's march for the Israeli hostages and the victims of the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Goodfeet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Goodfeet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Goodfeet Store. The Goodfeet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
At 7:33, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so this situation on I-95, I think this may be a second accident. We had one way early this morning that kind of went away. This new one now is reportedly in the right lane northbound 95 between 216 and Route 32. So now there's enough of a backup here that we're going to back up towards 198. Southbound apparently can see it, and we're backed up there as you're moving south of Route 32. So right now there's very heavy traffic on both sides of the roadway. Of course, the options would be Route 1 or the Parkway. The Parkway is already jammed up in that area anyway. So for right now, if you're coming north on 95, I would stay to the left and ride it out. But we do have a pretty good sized backup right now through there. There's a new wreck south of Annapolis on Route 2. It's going to be just north of the area of the South River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off foggy and muggy for your Monday morning with temperatures that are mild, mainly in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we get a break from the rain. Mostly cloudy skies and temps in the 80s today. We'll see more rain showers roll in on Tuesday and then heating up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blinds.com. We sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles headed home last night after a 5-1 loss to the Athletics. Disappointing in and of itself, but still a 4-2 West Coast road trip. Had manager Tony Mancelino looking on the bright side.
I mean, you go on the West Coast for six games, it's tough. You know, there's issues with sleeping through the morning. Everybody's up at 6 a.m. The days are long. It's hot. We haven't been in the heat. So you walk out of this thing 4-2 against a really good Seattle team and an Oakland or Sacramento team.
All true, but here's another reality. There are 45 games to go until the July 31st trade deadline. For the Orioles to get to 500, they need to go 29-16 in those 45 games, and they decide to be buyers or sellers. So every game, every win, every loss from here on out is crucial. Elsewhere in baseball, Diamondbacks right-hander and former Oriole Corbin Burnes will undergo season-ending Tommy John surgery. Burns in the first year of a six-year, $210 million contract. Ravens news, don't sleep on running back Keaton Mitchell. Philly recovered now from devastating knee injuries suffered in 2023. Last year, Mitchell had a chance to learn from the King.
Looking up to him, watching him, what he do, watching how he became a vet, just taking care of his body, how he been in the league for so long. And
speaking of Henry, the NFL's most interesting side hustle, the one involving Henry and Hollywood's most famous water boy, is now official. As we reported last week, a 2,000-yard rushing season for Henry this year will get him into the NFL record book, and apparently it will also get him into an Adam Sandler film.
Yo, Derek, I just woke up. You know that. That's why I look disgusting, on top of the fact that I am disgusting. But I love you. Congrats on everything, baby. 2,000 yards plus this year gets you not only in the movie, but we have a nice dinner together.
The offer was proposed by Dan Patrick on his podcast during an interview with the King. The message was relayed from Patrick to Sandler, and here we are. And finally, University of Texas may have beaten Texas Tech in the NCAA Women's College World Series, but it didn't dim the star of Red Raiders pitcher Nigeri Kennedy. The Red Raiders superstar All-American was the first $1 million softball player. She's also now the second, wow, after signing another seven-figure NIL contract with the Matador Club, and that is Texas Tech's NIL collective. Imagine how much money she'll get after this NCAA settlement over the weekend. Wow. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a story that'll ruffle Orioles fans' feathers.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, if you're driving in your car right now, tighten your seatbelt and hands firmly on the wheel. All right. Okay? This one from OrioleMLB.com writer Jake Rill. Former Oriole slugger Chris Davis, you remember him?
Oh, sure.
Back in baseball, the 39-year-old now dabbling as a coach, helping out at Liberty Christian School in Argyle, Texas.
Okay.
That's where he lives, okay, during the 2025 high school season. Here's the feather-ruffling part, okay? That's okay. The Orioles are paying Chris Davis $9.16 million this year in deferred payments as he is the coach at Argyle High School in Texas. He will also receive $3.5 million every year from 2026 to 2032, and he'll receive $1.4 million from 2033 to 2037. That is all part of his deferred payment structure, the seven-year, $161 million debacle that the Orioles signed him to in 2016.
Okay, let me be clear about something. Look, he will be buying the pizza for the team every single week.
It does appear that way. And probably juice boxes and oranges as well.
Juice boxes, all. Got to get that team with juice boxes.
You know, but Nino and I were having a conversation. Look, so they signed him to the deal, right?
Right.
But how do you not know? I mean, he came off a 50-home-run season, right?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do, not sign the guy? You know, I mean, it turned out to be a bad decision, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
There's so much big dollars in that sport, but it's for him, whoever his accountant, whoever his agent was, I mean, it's smart.
Absolutely.
You're going to make all that endorsement money and make good money while you're playing, and you're going to wake up like we all do, a little older, and your career's going, and now you're going to make almost $10 million, and you're not even... you're coaching high schoolers.
And $10 million followed by $3.5 million followed by
$1.5 million.
But on the bright side, he's back in baseball.
Yep. Oh, there you go. Back with more at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:40. Talking about the big, beautiful bill. A little bit more on this because this is the direction where the Democrats are going. Hakeem Jeffries over the weekend, talking about the big, beautiful bill. And again, Nino, you and I were talking about this last half hour. The idea somehow that asking people to actually be productive in the society is the same as, I guess, hitting them with a wet noodle. And you can't do this. So Hakeem Jeffries was out and listened to how he characterizes what will happen if the bill passes.
People will die if the GOP tax scam ever becomes law.
people will die. And there's something in my brain, you know, that whenever I said, wait a minute now, I've heard this before. I mean, the whole Democrat people will die thing, I've heard before.
People will die. Let's be very clear. Senate Republicans are paying for tax cuts for the wealthy with American lives.
People need kidneys. It's sad but decreed. Yet the senator's hoarding one more than she needs. I offer this bill and I hope you'll vote aye. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Traffic deaths have many crying with fear. Over 30,000 people are dying each year. This modest change I propose must be applied. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Alcohol deaths are exceeding comparisons. Black people, white people, Native Americans. We need to ban alcohol. It can't be denied. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Murders are bad. They have no defenders, yet many are committed by repeat offenders. I say lifetime in prison, whatever the crime. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. So I don't have a bill or a groan to detail. I just need a short clip for my donor email. Tim, there's blood on your hands. You want people to die. That good? Cool. Tim, dinner at 5? Yeah. The car deaths I mentioned are terrible stuff. Doesn't seem one seatbelt is ever enough. You must vote for my act so that fewer will cry. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Carbs, the container, we cannot ignore. Whipped cream's killing more people than ever before. This bill would be passed and be ratified if those people that didn't want people to die. Why not weigh all the costs, the effects, the results? Empathize with each other as if we were adults. Use our brains to craft arguments, not vilify. See that freedom's a traitor.
You want people to die!
Yeah, that's the go-to for Democrats. That if things aren't going your way, you simply say, if the other guy's bill passes, people will die.
We've never heard this type of gaslighting. Have the Republicans cause cancer. Republicans want to poison your drinking water. Throw grandma and grandpa off a cliff. Starve the children.
Do what the GOP wants, and you know what? People will die.
People will die.
Now, here's a curious thing. Even if you don't do exactly what the Republicans want, people will still die. It's a sad fact of life. None of us leaves this earth in, you know, the same shape we entered it in. We, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But I don't want people to die. 743 Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. Oh, by the way, hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number now. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Ernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I-95 is the slow area right now. I'm looking at a shot here at 95 South at 175. It's backed up there. It goes down to Route 32. There was an incident on the northbound side right before Route 32. And now they're saying it looks like that may be cleared again. But we backed up to 198. So now all that traffic is working its way north of the ramp area at Route 32 and up towards 175. So it's just right now, it's not really gridlock, but it's really slow on both sides of 95 for that section in Howard County. Pretty much on normal delays around the Beltway. We're still in that area. It's been fluctuating this morning. Right now, 15 to 20 minutes southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive check your battery, check your tires, check your hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in today. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Foggy, muggy this morning. It's going to clear for a bit at least. Break from the rain. The high should be 82 to 85 degrees. Rain returns tonight and will last into tomorrow. Right now, the temperatures are moderate to pleasant, all things considered. You have 66 degrees right now in Glen Burnie, and you have 66 degrees Middle River, Pikesville 64. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, it is time once again for us to play Choose Your Fake News. Dave is our contestant. He is currently on 895. Dave, should you win, and we'll explain the rules in a second, you'll walk away with some great 100th anniversary stuff from a WCBM. We're 101 years old. It's kind of hard to wrap your brain around. Are you ready to go, David?
Yeah, good morning. I got one thing I got to say.
Sure.
The last time I won some of the tickets from the lottery. I know it's been a while, and they didn't send them to me, and I called the station back, and they sent them back the next day. So congratulations to your station on their effectiveness there.
No, good. Glad we could oblige and make sure it happened right. All right, David, you're going to want to go first, second, third, or fourth, sir?
I'm going to go last.
You're going to go last.
Follow all the expertise here.
Oh, okay. All right. Here are your three stories, then, that being the case. Story number one, Myrtle Beach resident got involved in his very own nature show. He was out playing the disc golf. Chuck, I'm sure you know what that is. At the Splinter City Disc Golf Course in Myrtle Beach. On the 11th hole, he looked up and saw a hammerhead shark falling on him, just like a Sharknado. Exactly like a Sharknado. This is not a full-grown one, though. This is a baby one. And it felt like 2 feet from him. An osprey had it and dropped it. So that's story number one. If you believe in Sharknado, you've got to believe in story number one. Story number two, middle-aged men are now learning to take better selfies. Why? For dating. And this is a trend that's going on around the world. Over in Tokyo, love and marriage-seeking consultant Kikuno spoke at the event, had a goal of helping men make a better impression through their profile pictures. Apparently, middle-aged men don't smile enough, and you should never take your picture in yellow light. I don't know. I know, Chuck. It's too obvious, though.
No, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
Just made me chuckle.
Yep. And story number three, welcome to the fattest place in America. This is, what county is it? It's down in Mississippi. It is Malone County, I believe. Malone County, Mississippi. The 3,140 U.S. counties with comparable statistics. Holmes County, Mississippi. They all have a rate of obesity greater than 25%. In Holmes County, the obesity rate is 37.2% in Holmes County. They say that it's a 12-mile drive to get fresh fruit. Don't know why that is. You think somebody would be enterprising there, but apparently not. By the way, Robert Kennedy, if he follows through with his missions, will engage in all-out war on this issue with a $2.4 trillion food industry. You're going to battle them and make sure there's a healthier food around. Story number one, you never know what's going to fall on your head when you're golfing. Story number two, don't take that picture in yellow light. And story number three, want to feel real skinny? Head to Mississippi. We'll start with you, Chuck.
I think the shark thing is possible. You know, a lot of eagles and hawks and things like that.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot, I'm sure.
I don't think the middle-aged guys are taking selfies. I'll go with that.
Got to go with story number two, middle-aged men, Nino?
I think I'm going with Chuck. Somebody else, you have to take a picture from a little bit further away for it to look good. So why put a picture of a selfie?
You don't have arms that long, Nino. Yeah. That's a problem.
Well, they sell selfie sticks.
I know, but I need one like a telephone pole.
Yeah. Fortunately, Chuck, if your wife finds you buying a selfie stick all of a sudden, she might have questions about exactly
the
what you're
doing. The last guy that took my picture said, how far back can you get? The other guy said, how about Cleveland?
Kristen.
I think that that's true, and yeah, I've seen some of those selfies on Facebook, especially when you do it from below, and then, you know, you have that confused area. Your face.
What?
Never mind. I walked into that.
What? Oh my!
Below your face, your chin. Yes. All right, never mind. I think that they do. Scared. They do, and they do need help. So I'll say two. But yeah, there's also a lot of wildlife in Myrtle Beach. I can see it. I'm going to say three.
Chris,
southern people
to
are
three.
Outside. They're more active than people in the north. In the
okay, get something to look. Three. Take a picture later. So let me
never
know
mind.
Below or
never
not.
Mind.
Dave, save me, David. Dave.
Oh, did we lose him? Dave, you still there?
David.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, David
drove. Number two.
You got it with number two.
There he is.
You got it. All right. Nobody chose number one, which is good because it's true. All of a sudden, he's a hammerhead shark being dropped on his head. Bring on Sharknado 7. Story number two. Chuck went for story number two, as did Nino. And actually, as did Dave, middle-aged men learning to take better selfies for dating at this Tokyo event. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. However, the fake news is even more stunning. The fattest place in America, in Holmes County, Mississippi, they don't have a obesity rating of 37.2%. It's 53.7%. Jeez. More than half of that county are technically obese. I mean, that's a stunning number. More than half.
Food in that area.
And what they say, by the way, down there, some of the residents, well, they've had friends who've died in their 30s from heart disease and from diabetes and heart attacks in their 30s, because that's what that does. All right. Thank you, guys. Dave, try again next time around. Chuck, we'll check back with you in a minute. Yep.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, that backup now towards Annapolis, of course, is still there. I-97 southbound. It's right there at Route 32. It's all the way down to Route 50. Just the normal heavy traffic at that point. Looks like there's a new minor accident on Bestgate Road, not too far north of the interchange at Route 50. That's going to be minor. Room to get around it. According to the report we have, the accident is gone, but the backup is still there along I-95 as you're traveling in Howard County, slowing south of Route 32 and 175, and it's slowing northbound from 198 up through the same area from an earlier accident, which was on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Morning, foggy, muggy. The afternoon, not bad. Break from the rain. High between 82 and 85. Rain returns tonight and into tomorrow. Right now, Ellicott City has 65 degrees. Hunt Valley right now is looking at 67 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. So you have Kamala's statement.
Oh, yeah, Bruce. We dodged an absolute bullet. Kamala Harris, and I just thought it was interesting to see her response, because this is the woman that was this close to being the president of the United States.
And she's a Californian.
And she's in California, and here it is. Los Angeles is my home, and like so many Americans, I am appalled to see what we are witnessing on the streets of our cities. Real quick, Bruce, she's not talking about the actual rioting. She's really just appalled because, quote, deploying the National Guard is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. In addition to the recent ICE raids in Southern California and across our nation, it is part of the Trump administration's cruel, calculated agenda to spread panic and division. This administration's actions are not about public safety. They're about stoking fear, fear of a community demanding dignity and due process. Protest is a powerful tool, essential in the fight for justice, and as the LAPD mayor and governor have noted, demonstration in defense of our immigrants immigrant neighborhoods have been overwhelmingly peaceful. I continue to support the millions of Americans who are standing up to protect our most fundamental rights and freedom. So in other words, thanks, Donald Trump. You're causing this chaos.
Amazing.
No, go ahead, learn, burn, loot, riot. All in the names.
That's an amazing statement.
It's an amazing statement from a woman so close to becoming the president of the United States.
To say that, well, follow the timeline. These riots went on for like 2.5-3 days before the National Guard was nationalized by Donald Trump. What she's saying is nationalizing the Guard is an escalation that will bring chaos. What the hell would you call what's been going on for the last couple of days? Seriously. If that's not chaos, what is it? Really, seriously.
Nowhere in that, and this is from, I guess, 10 hours ago, but still, I mean, this is late in the game. That statement was a basic political statement saying we stand with immigrants and go ahead and riot and destroy because it's against Donald Trump. It's against his policies, which the overwhelming majority of Americans voted for. And that included deportations. And building a wall and border security. That was wide open in the debate.
I don't want to head off the Geezerville here, but, you know, real briefly, when you were probably about 3 or 4, I was sitting behind a microphone here in the city saying that we really have to be cautious about the Reconquista movement, which was at the time very active in Mexico. It's kind of gone underground, but it's still there. What they mean by the Reconquista movement is to seize New Mexico, Arizona, California, and reconquest of those states in order to make them Mexico again. Nothing has changed since I was saying that stuff, except it's gotten quantitatively worse. That now you have people in the middle of a riot waving the Mexican flag in Los Angeles, California, USA, period. Because they don't like this country much. They don't like the idea that some of the people they may or may not even know are being deported without even thinking about who these people are. These people are not swell fellas. They're not the kind of people who say, hey, you know what, I'm going to have a barbecue this weekend. Let's invite the mass murderer over, huh?
And this goes back to the point about Hakeem Jeffries with the, they're trying, what did he say?
People
will die. Well, they're doing the same gaslighting here. I keep using that word because it's important. With immigrant communities, it's the same thing. It's always been about illegal aliens, yes. We love immigrants in this country. I know many, many of them. And I had a lady who was hugging me the other day because she was from Puerto Rico, illegal. She emphasized it every time she talked to me. And she's probably in her 60s, and she's just like, and she listens to the station, and she cannot believe what the illegal alien community has done to all of those hardworking immigrant members of this country that came here, became American citizens, and then to have the entire Democrat Party act like this is about them. When no, it's not about them. You've made it about the illegal. Legal aliens. We've tried to be about the legal, like this woman from Puerto Rico.
Oh, wait a minute. No, Puerto Rico is a different status, of course.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Did I say Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Where in the hell did she say she was
DR?
From? Yes. I think it was, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it was just this whole thing has been, it's the same playbook every time.
Yeah. And of course, if you do it, if you take any action whatsoever, you are the one, by enforcing the law, you are the one that's causing chaos. Logical extension of this, I mean, you got to go through the logical syllogism and see if there's any foundation to it. The logical extension is, well, if you enforce the law, there will be chaos. Chaos is bad. Thus, you should not enforce the law in order to avoid chaos. What happens, though, if you do not enforce the law? You have people breaking into stores, stealing stuff off the shelves, and walking out with impunity, knowing there's no punishment. There's no consequence if you do not enforce the law. Their logic falls apart completely if you actually examine the facts on the ground. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As National Guard troops stand watch protecting federal property in Los Angeles, President Trump says he's prepared to dispatch active duty Marines, if need be, to restore peace to the riot-scarred streets of L.A.
I mean, if we see danger to our country and to our citizens,
will be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order.
Weekend riots in Los Angeles came after ICE agents enforcing federal immigration law conducted a series of raids targeting criminal illegal aliens. Police and guardsmen were pelted with rocks, bottles, and other objects. Cars went up in flames amid a looting spree as foreign flags were unfurled among the rioters.
The Department of Homeland Security releases the names and photos of some of the illegal immigrants who were detained in Los Angeles during the raids over the weekend. Homeland Security posted on X, quote, America's brave ICE officers are removing the worst of the worst from L.A. streets, end quote. The post went on to say that L.A.'s leaders are working against ICE. The identified illegal immigrants were from Peru, Indonesia, Honduras, Mexico, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom urging President Trump to withdraw the National Guard, arguing the deployment violates state sovereignty and inflame tension. Quoting a White House spokesman, it's a bald-faced lie for Newsom to claim there was no problem in Los Angeles before President Trump got involved. Russia has launched 479 drones at Ukraine, the war's biggest overnight drone bombardment, that according to the Ukrainian Air Force. As well as drones, 20 missiles of various types were fired at different parts of Ukraine. Wall Street, Dow futures are up 52 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 17, S&P futures 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels, now the Pulaski Highway area on 895 and 95 now is slowing almost back to Moravia Road. So now we're in the 20 to 25 minute range for the traffic as you're moving south with the lanes open after the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Really slow traffic as you're going south towards 95 Russell Street and 395. I don't see anything in the road roadway, but it is jammed up right at 395 going south, and it does finally break loose after the Caton Avenue Washington Boulevard area, but it only takes a broken down vehicle or a minor wreck southbound through that area towards Washington Boulevard. Very slow right now out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, finally getting better before the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off foggy and muggy for your Monday morning with temperatures that are mild, mainly in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we get a break from the rain. Mostly cloudy skies and temps in the 80s today. We'll see more rain showers roll in on Tuesday and then heating up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 68 in Millersville and 67 in Joppatown. At 7:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Baltimore Jewish Council is thanking everyone who took part in Sunday morning's march for the Israeli hostages and the victims of the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado. More than 450 people took part in the march along Park Heights Avenue, including members of the Baltimore area Jewish community, allies, community leaders, law enforcement, and elected leaders. Run for Their Lives Baltimore is part of an international campaign that marches weekly in solidarity with the Gaza hostages. Co-organizer Julie August says the fear of an attack has not cowered people and has not stopped them from supporting the community and the hostages. And state police are investigating a deadly five-vehicle crash that involved a trooper in Howard County. The crash happened at around 2 a.m. Sunday on southbound 95 near 100 when a Jeep struck the trooper's patrol car, which was on the left shoulder of the roadway. The impact of the crash caused the Jeep to travel into the roadway, where it was then struck by a pickup, an SUV, and passenger vehicle. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 615. The pick 4, 1683. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Orioles' woes against left-handed pitching continued yesterday in Sacramento. Birds falling 5-1 to a pair of southpaws, Jacob Lopez and Sean Newcomb, who combined to toss 7 innings of one-run ball in a 5-1 win over the Birds. Manager Mancelino talking about it in the postgame.
But it's just another game, you know, that we've seen where, you know, left-handed pitching that beat us up, or shouldn't beat us up, did beat us up, and we got to be better.
Baltimore now falling to 3-12 this year against the southpaw starters, hitting just 202 with a 558 OPS. That OPS, that's against left-handers, would be the worst mark by a team in MLB's divisional era since 1969. U.S. men's national team lost its opening match of the summer, a 2-1 defeat to Turkey in a friendly. Coach Mauricio Pochettino is the first U.S. coach with a 3-game losing streak in his first 10 games since 1975. And finally, Olympic champion Simone Biles and NCAA All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, their rivalry intensified over the weekend. Biles taking Gaines to task for her outspokenness against trans participation in women's sports, calling Gaines a truly sick bully. Well, Saturday, a social media post from Biles' past resurfaced in which she said it was a good thing that guys don't compete against girls. So Gaines pounced on the comment and said on X, "Oops, don't you hate it when your past self completely undermines your current nonsensical argument?" Wow, more to come. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Trump White House sends a message to Minnesota. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Try to figure out some way that Simone Biles and that could compete, but the, you know, the sports are so different. So what would you do? You'd have, first they swim against each other, and then they do a routine, a mat routine. So I can see injuries all over the place. Good morning. Bruce Elliott here with you. Sean has the week off. He'll be back on Monday, back at full strength. Nina Mangione kind enough to sit in. Our executive producer, of course, Kristen Hagrick, making sure we get through the 3 hours in some satisfactory fashion. A lot of ground to cover this hour, you know. So we've had Roger hanging on in Owings Mills. I want to make sure we get to him as quickly as possible, talking about deportations. Roger, good morning.
Okay, I think we have to have Trump take some responsibility for this because he was defying court orders.
Responsibility for what? Let's get context.
For the violence in Los Angeles.
That's his fault.
Because initially he was not allowing the Constitution to work its way through. He was trying to deport people in defiance of court orders.
Well, let's examine the argument for a second, Roger. You have a couple of different cases that came up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. One of them was Liddicke versus Watkins, and the other was Gutierrez versus Holder. In those two cases, in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, removal of aliens, the due process is you have a deportation judge who says, get the hell out of here. Now, in the case of Abrego Garcia, San Abrego, he had two of them. In 2019,
well, then,
Roger, may I finish the thought? May I finish my thought, please? So you had two of them in 2019. He had due process. There's no reason he could not. Now he's coming back, which I think is an error for him because he's going to end up going to prison in this country because he's coming back.
Well, Bruce, let me just answer this.
Sure.
If that were the case, why would the Supreme Court say that they need to bring Abrego back? They are doing that because somehow they are seeing that due process, even though the immigration courts, yes, you are absolutely right, adjudicated that he should be, I guess, I don't know the case per se, but why did the Supreme Court say, bring him back? He was denied due process.
Easy. In one of the two cases in 2019, he made the argument, and the court bought it at the time, he cannot be deported because he feels a physical threat to his being if he goes back to El Salvador from other gang members.
Okay.
And he made that. Hold on, and the thing is that the other gang no longer exists. So what they should have done, to be really fair to you and to him, is they should have gone back to the trial judge and said, "Take a look at this again." That that never existed. I mean, the threat to him from 2019 no longer exists.
So in other words, we should put you on the Supreme Court. You know, even if they made a mistake, aren't we supposed to, despite what you think? That's fine, but the Supreme Court said, "Bring him back."
I just told you why. They said bring him back because. Bring him back because in 2019 there was a codicil on one of the two hearings he had that said he could not be deported to El Salvador because in 2019 he made the claim as a gang member of MS-13 that should he go back to El Salvador he would be at risk from different gangs. The other gang no longer exists. But still, the court said, I'm sorry, that wasn't the case. Got to bring it back and do it again.
Yeah, okay, so just follow the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court said he had to facilitate the return, right? And what is happening now? He's coming back. So in other words, in a timely fashion, how timely? Well, it's only been a few weeks, number one. Number two, so they're riding because of Trump kicked out this illegal Garcia?
Really? Yeah. Roger, listen, thanks, sir. I appreciate the point of view. I do.
Surely. Thank you.
Quit calling me Shirley. 8:13.
Sure.
Traffic weather on the threes, Chuck. I'm sorry. It's a little hanging fruit, Chuck. What can I do?
We took everybody to the hospital. What is it?
It's a big building
with patients.
Yes.
One of the greatest movies ever.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, boys, let's take some pictures. Okay. Hey, Johnny, how about some coffee? No, thanks.
We got to get some lights on the runway.
Now it's really going to hit the fan. 8:95. Okay, we're going forever. 895 northbound. You're backed up right now coming in from Poteet Street into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Just heavy traffic there. It's actually exiting, which is always a good thing, from the northbound side. That's always good. The heavy traffic there. There's still some fog in the area. It's kind of damp, and the streets are a little bit slick. So that's some of the reason for that. And then both the tunnels southbound are backed up. Now, once you come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel and you start south and you're heading towards Camden Yards, which is off to the right as you're coming down 95, right there at 395, it's crawling, and even the ramp from 395 south, heading south eventually on 95, is backed up. Not sure what the problem is. The roadway looks like it's open. Have not had any reports of any accidents, but it's slow. It gets better as you get out to the Beltway over on the southwest side. The Beltway itself locally on 695, still running with all the heavy traffic. JFX was good. Last check right at the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This morning, a foggy, muggy afternoon, a high between 82 and 85. A little break from the rain. Rain returns tonight and into tomorrow. Temperature still pretty much hanging in the 60s, depending on where you are. Right now, we have 67 degrees in Essex, and Hunt Valley currently has 67 as well. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 8:15. And this, folks, is what's special. One, it's time for us to find out which lefty has lost it. I don't know if this is willful or just stupid, but let's head to the clown car if it could. Head to the circus, please enter the big top. Ladies and gentlemen, please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus on the center ring. As the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a young lady. And again, I don't know if this is willful, if she's misinformed, or what the deal is. But just so you can dispel this, because we're going into pick-tick season, listen up.
Here's a list of words to help you decolonize your summer. First, stop saying picnic. Picnic originated from pick a N-word. The word picnic originated in the 1700s, but gained popularity once people enjoyed lynching black people and spreading a nice charcuterie board along the trees as people were being lynched.
Okay, wrong, and either misinformed or didn't bother to check. You can go to half a dozen different sources online and check this information out, and they'll come up with the same thing. It didn't originate in the 1700s. The word picnic originated in the early 1600s from France. It was a derivation of the French term pique-nique, which is a two words, which means basically pick at nothing. And it's a little snackies kind of thing they were doing. And that's where picnic came from. It has nothing to do with slavery. Had nothing to do with hanging people from trees. Nothing whatsoever. I mean, it's such a vast area of misinformation. The picnic is simply a celebration of the summer where you go out and pick at small things. It's quite a literal translation. That's from the French in the early 16th century, not the 17th century. Again, nothing at all to do with slavery. Nothing at all to do with lynching. That is a lie. So please, this summer, no matter what your race, creed, or color, enjoy your picnic. And ma'am, if you would, just leave. Do some reading. That could be kind of fun. 410-WCBM680, toll free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM680. I mean, look, well-meaning, I'm sure, but just...
I will trade one illegal alien if we can get rid of her. I mean, imagine being so wrong about something, but making something like a picnic about race, and then using the word decolonize your summer as if we're all just like standard members of the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, just, you can't put words... behind just no. How crazy some of these people are.
And a 1748 letter by Philip Stanhope, the Earl of Chesterfield, he wrote his son, then living in Dresden. The elder Stanhope makes reference to a picnic his son was attending there. I like the description of your picnic, where I take it for granted that your cards are only to break the formality of a circle. They all go out on a picnic. And okay, I'm fascinated with etymology. I really am. I think it's fascinating stuff to see where words came from. So when she said this, and I heard that can't be. I said, no way. That can't be. And sure enough, it wasn't. So if you don't want to find out, by the way, all you have to do is enter a word, and then next to it, etymology, not entomology, which is bugs. Etymology, which is the derivation of words. Come back. It's a really fascinating kind of stuff, I think. It's interesting to me to find that stuff out. And that is your lawn care for the day. Yeah, that's the exciting She's life well, I have on the weekends, you know.
Well-deserved
right there.
Participant of the clown car.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, I get obsessed with this stuff, which means I burn an incredible amount of time at home doing research on a word. All right. So, who's the fool here? 820 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
What in the hell has happened to higher education? Honestly, it is absolutely foul. And I am glad this great awakening is happening. And people are beginning to say, you know what? I think a four-year degree is a joke. A lot of the times it's a complete joke. Maybe it's time to screw Harvard. This is their comeuppance. After decades of abuse, thank God. I don't care if they go out of business. I don't care if Columbia goes out of business. It's no loss to me.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. CBM.
A lot of stuff to still cover, you know, between now and 9 o'clock this morning, including, so it's funny, Maxine Waters made her chops back in 1992 with the Los Angeles riots back then. This is how she came into prominence. Well, sure enough, she's decided to go on an old folks tour of riots, and she was out in Los Angeles doing her thing again. You'll hear from her, folks. It's I don't know how the woman's mind works. To me, it's a bit of a puzzle. And Kristi Noem, she is very clearly in charge of what's going on here when it comes to the federal response. It is her responsibility. And she is proving that she is not just up to the job, but she's handling it very, very effectively. So that's coming up, plus more on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And then, of course, coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, Kim Klasick Live joins us here in studio. No, doesn't join us. She comes to the studio. We get our butts out of here. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Interesting piece out. We mentioned this earlier. Ro Khanna, prominent Democrat. We explained it to John Fetterman Bite earlier, too. Ro Khanna really wants to have Elon Musk back in the Democrat Party. He said this on Friday. He wants to realign with the Democrat Party. This is in the background of people like Representative Robert Garcia calling what Musk did by waving a Nazi salute. Yep. Where you have Senator David Riegel saying that Khanna has reached out to Musk's senior confidant. This because of the little brouhaha. It's a tempest in a teapot that'll go away between Musk and Donald Trump. I wonder on this thing. If that's actually an argument or if this is simply something that filled the news. I keep wondering about that. We'll talk about that coming up, too. 823, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so some improvement, a couple of areas. We had all that big wreck earlier that was 95 around Route 32. There were two different accidents there. At one point, the northbound traffic was backed up to 198. Southbound was back to 175. Pretty much now, that has settled down once again. And whatever it was right after Camden Yards here on 95, looks a little better now. Looks like the pace has improved as you're going south. Eventually, that area of 95 will take you out to the Beltway over on the southwest side. So not totally clear, but much better than it was even 10 minutes ago. Still some leftover heavy traffic south into both the harbor tunnels, but now this area from Camden Yards out to the Beltway looks a lot better. Parkville side is still slow. The inner loop through Greenspring is still slow. The west side back up now has moved down just a bit. Still busy, though. It's Liberty Road down through Route 40 and then getting better after Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Reisterstown right now, foggy still, 64 degrees there. And down in Essex, it's 67. Sunny. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Interesting email in. Let me respond to this because I think it's a fair question. Your caller presented to you his argument that Trump stoked this violence with an illegal deportation, justified his point of view with the Supreme Court decision that was 9-0 to facilitate, quote, facilitate bringing that man back because we had violated his due process. Simple question. Without you dodging, do you agree with the Supreme Court's unanimous ruling, or do you agree with the deportation? I agree with what the court said. Because they didn't cross the T's and dot the I's. As I said in the conversation in 2019, there was a codicil in one of the two hearings that said he could not be deported because he felt he was at physical risk from rival gangs should he go back to El Salvador. I also noted that the other gang no longer exists in El Salvador, but what they should have done, they should have gone to the trial judge in that case and said, take another look at it. And if the trial judge came back and said, well, they no longer exist, kick the guy out, that's fine. But they missed that step. They should have done that step. So on the technical grounds, yeah, I agree completely with what the court did. You have to actually make sure you cross the T's and dot the I's. Do I think that it's a good thing for him to have these people arguing, please bring him back here? No, I don't. Not for him. He's going to come back here, and he's going to be put on trial for some of the more horrible things he did in this country. And my bet is he's going to be convicted, and he's going to spend hard time here. Once he's done spending hard time here, guess what will happen? He'll immediately be deported to El Salvador. I mean, there's no future in which I see this guy residing anywhere in the U.S. None. They would have been better off saying, look, at least he's free. You know, he's in El Salvador. Let them deal with this El Salvadoran. He committed crimes down there, which is why he was in jail down there. But let them deal with it.
And let's be honest. Look at some of the people that are committing this chaos in L.A., Bruce. Do you think that they're sitting there watching the news every day, reading up on their New York Times, and they know who Abrego Garcia is? I mean, come on. It has nothing to do with the riots. You can make an argument and call here and debate, and that's great that he did. I mean, he has a different point of view. You did an excellent job, you know, explaining your side. But to act as if the riots have anything to do with that immigration case, which is very interesting on both sides of the debate, the real discussion should be how can we expedite the process of what's going on the immigration courts right now to speed up some of these trials so it's not delayed, because there are tens of millions of people here that do not belong here. And if they're all getting these due process in court cases and have this right, then what can we do to speed it up?
Well, there is a process, and actually the president has instituted that process, which is expedited deportation. Now, the question is whether or not, and again, I don't know, whether or not, because that applies specifically when we are in a state of war. We have not declared war. Against whom would you declare it? But can we argue that this is a state of conflict, a state of war? I think when you have cartel members on the south side of the Rio Grande shooting at our border patrol, you have a pretty fair argument that, yes, indeed, this is a state of war that exists. But that should be heard in a court of law. And I'm fine with that. If the court says, no, you can't do that, then the question is exactly what does constitute due process? It does not mean a trial. Due process in different circumstances means different things. I know you got a speeding ticket probably around once a month. And when you go in front of the judge, you don't say, I'd like a trial of my peers, please. You don't have that right under due process. You get your hearing in front of a judge, and that's the end of it. It's the same kind of concept for deportations. There's no guarantee you can be in front of a judge. You go in front of a deportation judge, and he says, yep, you're a bad guy, leave, or yep, you're a good guy, you stay. And no matter how that breaks out, it's done. But the idea somehow that you can say, well, I'm not going to leave until a jury of my peers hears my case, that's not due process in this circumstance.
He did have the broad authority under the executive branch to, with the, yes, the terrorism designation is what really makes you wonder. Yep. Legally, they may allow him to.
Yes, exactly. Fine. Hear it in court. See if that's how they find. I'm okay with that. 8:29 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the summer weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. 410-876-9404. Online, you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's best electrician and HVAC repair company. It's 8:30. Once again, news, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Attorney General Anthony Brown is commenting on President Trump's deployment of federalized National Guard troops in a Sunday night statement. Brown said the president's decision to activate the troops under Title 10 and deploy them to Los Angeles over the objections of California's governor is a deeply alarming abuse of executive power. Brown says it's not a good faith effort to preserve law and order. It's a calculated move to intimidate Americans who dare to speak out. He says first it was the southern border, now it's Los Angeles, and tomorrow it could be Baltimore, PG County, or anywhere in Maryland. Brown says the escalation is a dangerous precursor to the use of military force to suppress dissent and target critics of the president. He says by federalizing state troops without consent, the administration is undermining democratic principles, threatening civil liberties, and testing the boundaries of authoritarian control. And Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development is thanking those who gathered at the Greater Harvest Baptist Church on Sunday for an announcement regarding vacant and abandoned properties in the city. The gathering brought together state and city leaders, the Greater Baltimore Committee, and PNC Bank for the announcement of plans to create a private capital fund that will address the properties. BUILD has set a public goal to bring together more than $100 million for the fund. During the gathering, the Reverend Brent gave Mayor Brandon Scott a folder containing more than 100 unfulfilled permit applications and asked if he would see them. And Baltimore police are investigating a pair of separate weekend murders. On Sunday night, officers in South Baltimore responded to the 3400 block of Round Road for a shooting. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
At 8:33, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there's a new problem on I-97. It's reported the accident near the bridge at Farm Road. So in that area, if you're coming south from Route 32 towards 178, and now the traffic is backing up on 50 westbound to head north onto I-97. Not sure about road blockage, but of course that section of the roadway is only two lanes, and this backup along the ramp from Parole on 50 is pretty lengthy right now, so be prepared for that. And the southbound traffic is pretty solid as well, coming down from the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off foggy and muggy for your Monday morning with temperatures that are mild, mainly in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we get a break from the rain, mostly cloudy skies and temps in the 80s today. We'll see more rain showers roll in on Tuesday and then heating up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Spurs with the day off today after a disappointing series against the Athletics. Now they'll face the best team in baseball. The Tigers come to town tomorrow night at 43-24 after taking 2 of 3 from the Cubs. Here's manager Mancelino on what's important now for Baltimore.
I think for us, the biggest thing right now is probably solving the left-handed pitching, which, again, there's some solutions coming in the pipeline. It's going to help us out a lot, and we're aware of that. And then just continuing to pitch the way that we have really over the last couple weeks as opposed to the last few days.
Birds are now 3-12 against Southpaws this year. In the pipeline are Jordan Westberg, expected back tomorrow night. Mountcastle and Tyler O'Neill are also a part of that pipeline. Ravens back at it this week, third week of OTA. Super Bowl winning coach John Gruden visited last week and said the Ravens are stacked.
Well, it's not the like. I mean, they balanced offense. You got the great player, quarterback, great tailback. The offensive line is settled in. Multiple weapons at tight ends. Zay Flowers is healthy. I love their offense and defense.
Mike Breen, I should say John Gruden, comments last week in Baltimore. NBA Finals last night in OKC.
Moses Alexander inside, banks it home. We've got a thunder avalanche here in game two.
Mike Breen with the call on ABC. OKC in a romp, 123-107 was the final. 34 points from MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. 18, by the way, from former Terp Aaron Wiggins. NASCAR, the Cup Series now has two drivers with three wins, Kyle Larson and now Denny Hamlin.
Here comes Denny Hamlin, third win of the year, going to come at Michigan number 11 delivered.
Call on NBC Sports, Joe Gibbs Racing. Denny Hamlin takes the Firekeepers 400 at the Michigan International Speedway. Men's tennis, it's never been clearer that Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner are the present and the future of the sport. An epic French Open final yesterday cemented that fact. Five sets, one massive comeback, two tiebreaks, nearly 6 hours. Alcaraz wins it in five sets after being down two sets and 3-5 in the third. Alcaraz is 22 and Sinner is 23 years old. On the women's side, American Coco Gauff made history Saturday, winning her first French Open title, defeating the world's number one player, Aryna Sabalenka, and made this interesting admission after the match.
I didn't think, honestly, that I could do it.
But she did, and that was her first French title. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the Trump White House sending a message to the state of Minnesota.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
It's just a shame that high school athletics, I mean, forget about college and the pro, well, what whatever. It's a shame that high school athletics have to even deal with this issue. But here's the story. A transgender softball pitcher in Minnesota sent shockwaves throughout the nation after leading Champlain Park High School to a state championship. This happened over the weekend. The trans athlete's participation in the girls' softball season was in direct defiance of President Donald Trump's order, executive order, keeping men out of women's sports, and is the focus of a lawsuit now filed by three anonymous female softball players.
Sure.
The Attorney General for Minnesota, Keith Ellison, has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration in April in an effort to protect its current gender eligibility policies. And so here we go on and on with states doing their thing, the federal government under, you know, President Trump with its executive order, and unfortunately, girls, female athletes, as low as high school, maybe even lower than that, I don't know, are suffering because of the fairness issue.
Title IX is dead if this trans stuff continues. I mean, it effectively robs high school, middle school, high school, college women of the opportunity to compete on a level basis. It matters a lot in high school because if you're going to do that in high school, which of those other players does not get the scholarship offer?
Right.
Which of the females does not get the scholarship offer?
We've talked the politics, and you've a hundred times on this show and during this station. But you take it down to the very micro level of these poor girls simply trying to play high school sports, and they're having that experience robbed at the hands of one individual who has their issues, whether their mental and physical issues, transgender, and it all gets lost because of people like Keith Ellison who want to defend this one individual opposed to the girls that are simply trying to enjoy that sports experience.
Let me ask a quick question. Does the feminist movement still exist?
Yeah,
but they
came out in favor of the trans girl, the quote, the fake girls.
Yes.
Wow. Which is bizarre. National Organization of Women. Same thing.
It's politics is more important than what they've been fighting for decades. The feminist movement has proven it's nothing but a political movement. Right. At least the modern day version.
That's where we are.
8:40 right now, Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the morning drive with Casey and Lee. Sean is off this week. This follow-up email from Brian. So then you agree that Trump and the Justice Department gave fuel to the left argument, which leads to those riots in California because they violated his constitutional rights, regardless of how bad a guy he is. No, I don't. One of the problems with this kind of conversation is there's not a lot of room for subtlety here. That you know, either you come out and everything's good or everything's evil. What I'm saying is, on a technical basis, his rights to due process were violated because nobody went back to cross the T's and dot the I's. Do I think he should have been deported? Yes, but I think they should have gone through the process. I don't care if it's left or right, up or down, green or blue. To me, it's a matter of you really kind of have to go through the process. The president says, I feel all you had to do is simply say yes to your caller. I agree with you. They did this wrong, and that gave the left the fuel they needed for their agenda. I don't care about that. Truly. I don't care about if the left or the right gets fuel for their agenda. In a case where the law is involved, it strikes me that we should probably try to hew to the law instead of to a political point of view. I don't think that the riots in California have anything to do with Santa Barbara Garcia. I mean, I just don't.
Zero.
I think they have nothing to do with him. It has to do with ICE being on the streets and with the rather large illegal immigrant population in Los Angeles deciding to push back, period. It has nothing to do with Garcia. He is not the trigger of this.
You can argue Garcia all day long, but yeah, I agree, Bruce. Nothing to do with this. This is the same L.A. that has seen riot. It's filled with a lot of these bad actors. It's been like this for decades. We know that. Huge illegal immigrant population, I'm sorry. The politicians that have festered, they have poured gas on this fire for years. So that's what's going on here. It has nothing to do with Abrego Garcia, and you can argue the merits of that case back and forth. But nothing in L.A. stems from what happened with that guy.
I'll give you a 100-to-1 odds that the individuals who are rioting in Los Angeles now were very involved in 2020 in the Summer of Love. Let's put it that way. Did that have to do with Garcia? No. It has to do with a culture clash between those people who support the vision of law and order that this administration has and those who support the vision of a welcoming city that Gavin Newsom and Bass have out in California. I think that's, and you're seeing the raw edges of it right here when you're taking a look at this, because this is where push comes to shove. These guys from ICE were out there just doing their job, trying to find a bad guy to get the bad guy off the streets and kick him the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Through the process.
There are, I mean, I'm not aware in other major cities that anything to the extent that happened in L.A. But we have plenty of major cities in this country where there's big immigrant populations, lots of, I call them rebel rousers, and it happened in L.A. And why? Because of the ICE presence.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
They just showed up. They didn't like it. So let's riot.
And that has happened elsewhere as well.
Sure.
Where ICE shows up and all of a sudden it's a problem for the local residents.
Yeah.
I had a piece I was going to air, but it was all F-bombs. I couldn't. Yeah. As they're trying to talk with members of ICE, every single other word was an F-bomb from somewhere in the crowd. I couldn't edit it down enough. So, all right. 843, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Back to your calls in a minute. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather. On the threes.
All right, so it looks like the wreck on I-97, which was northbound coming up from the ramp at Route 50, it looks like that's gone because that ramp now is improving, and we can see all this traffic now is coming up towards a ramp at Route 32 and then headed north eventually along I-97 towards Benfield Boulevard. The backup right here at Route 32 southbound, that's the normal delay, and that will get better after you move south of the bridge at 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today is going to be a nice enough day, midday, 82 to 85 the high. Rain will return this evening and into tomorrow. We're still kind of hanging in the 60s. It's not really beginning to warm up yet. We have temperatures right now, 67 degrees in Glen Burnie and Reisterstown right now has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, a lot of phone calls. Let's get to some of them. Is it Laban? Do I have that right? Laban. Laban could not hang in. I'm so sorry. John is in Eldersburg. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. So, you know, I'm watching Fox News this morning, and they're showing pictures of some of the people that are apprehended at that protest in L.A., and they were all illegal aliens. They had rap sheets of murder, rape, kidnapping, drug dealing. They were all convicted felons on the run, and yet they show up at this protest, burn American flags, and they burn police cars. At what point is that not an act of war?
Yeah, fair question. And actually, the courts have found, and I brought up the decision a minute ago, which I figure one tab it's on, that yes, indeed, this president can use that part of the law for these expedited deportations. Because they do view it as a state of war.
I'm looking at that, and I'm seeing to myself, wait a minute, I'm a convicted drug dealer, rapist, whatever, and I'm at a protest burning police cars. It really says just how much I believe the Democrat Party is going to protect me no matter what. Otherwise, why would I be there?
Precisely. It seems to me the answer with impunity. It's time to choose sides on these kinds
of
things.
And they're burning American flags. They're waving foreign flags.
Yeah. I get concerned when they're waving a foreign country's flag, or a couple of them, because they're also waving flags from the Middle East, and screaming Allahu Akbar, because that was happening out there as well. That does, to me, that's very concerning.
I would go down with 100 buses and arrest everybody and filter through the crowd.
Yeah, fair enough. John, thanks for the call.
And that's the only way you can do it. You got to net everybody and then just filter through and get fingerprints, DNA on every single person and find out, are they here legally or illegally? If they're here illegally, depending on what they were arrested for, that they were active war and they get treated differently than the ones they're just deporting.
Yeah, again, go through the process, kick them out. I mean, it's that simple. I would like every... Look, I have a very contrary view on this. The United States had no legal immigration from 1924 to 1964. Zero. That was how many we took in each year. And in part, it was because the massive in-migration of people from other cultures speaking other language and the wise decision to say, we actually have to get a hold of this and make sure they are part of the corporate whole before we open it up even more. We've had an even larger incursion now of people from other cultures that's been going on for the last 4 to 10 years. In that circumstance, I would argue we have to return to no immigration. You see, I'm really contrary on this. I don't want limited. No, I want none until we can absorb these populations and make them part of the American whole.
We also need to prosecute the NGOs that funded these people to come here illegally.
Absolutely. John, thanks for your call. I sure appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Ed is over on the Eastern Shore. Ed?
Hey, Bruce. And help me out here. You know, back in the day, didn't we have a lot of Southern Democrat governors try to block doorways for allowing black students to attend all-white schools?
Yeah.
And we had Democrat presidents activate the airborne divisions to make sure that black students could attend these white schools.
Yeah, particularly Kennedy, yes.
And it was Kennedy, and then we had a Republican. Eisenhower also did that in Arkansas, if I can remember a little bit of that. So I don't understand why these Democrats out there in California are all appalled. I understand politics. I don't know how Nino goes there to the insane asylum to deal with them bunch of nut jobs every year. Thank God he does that. But
thank you.
I have no problem. I'm ready for him, Trump, to go ahead with Pete Hegseth to bring in the Marine Corps and just start block by block. Give them a park. Let them hoop, holler, and scream in a park. Give them a set time like Bowser did for Pride in D.C. You got from 5 to 8. After 8, if you're still hooping and hollering, we're going to start arresting people. I don't understand our A.G. Brown saying that. You know, this is you know, against your bringing everybody up. I don't understand this, Bruce. I don't understand.
I don't either, Ed. The logic doesn't hold together for me to argue somehow that what ICE is doing is wrong and they are the bad guys and the violent illegals are the good guys, because that's what it comes down to.
And they're trying to mislead here as if somehow Donald Trump doesn't have the authority to do it. And it's this abuse of power. It's not an abuse of power. He is following through with the leadership that we expect him to, because a governor of a state is allowing an American city to burn because he doesn't want to do anything.
Well, think about this. If he did nothing, then we'd have all kinds of carping about this do nothing. The same crap that was pushed at George Bush when he flew over Katrina. All right? He didn't even show up. And that's the same stuff would happen to Donald Trump. So he's taking the appropriate action, saying, you guys have got to get this under control. We're going to nationalize 2,000 National Guardsmen to help you do so. And all the time you have these people in the swamp media standing in front of cameras with the city burning behind them, saying it's mostly peaceful protest.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
I guarantee this, Dana Bash would not take a house. If a gangbang crew moved in near Dana Bash, she would tell her husband, it's time to sell, pack it up, give it away, let's get out of here.
Ed, thanks for your call.
Want this crowd near them.
I suspect you're right. 850 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away, but it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet stores in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lively show. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. For those of you, we still have time, but just if we don't manage to get to you in the next couple of minutes, thank you so much for hanging in. I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate the conversation very much. And, Nino, boy, having you here is just a real blessing for me. Because, by the way, Nino is not going to be going back to the insane asylum in Annapolis.
Well, one more session.
One more session.
And then we'll see what happens to the election for Baltimore County Council.
Yeah. Well, it's a good luck to you on that, man.
Thank you.
Are you here tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Friday.
Okay, good deal. Yeah. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Chuck Whitaker's next. Chuck, are you here tomorrow?
I reckon.
Okay, then.
Where else would I be?
I don't know.
I'm here till next Friday, and then I'm going to be up there.
That's true. Yeah. Chuck Rose.
It's so exciting for all of us, Chuck.
I'm sure it is. Millions of people standing at the airport just waiting.
Yes.
Like the Beatles arriving.
Yeah. It'll be all your minions will be here.
Minions.
Minions. Yeah. Millions of minions.
Millions. No, my millions are someplace else.
Oh, it's in the Cayman Islands? traffic weather.
Never been there. Never would admit to it.
Of course not.
Both the tunnels southbound are clear now. That's always good news. And then 95 through the city looks much better as well now towards Camden Yards. Some slowing on the Beltway. The Parkville side is clearing out. The inner loop at Green Spring and the west side is still right around Liberty Road and towards I-70. JFX, you're good. Leftover slowing, just the normal heavy traffic towards Annapolis, I-97. Southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Foggy and muggy this morning. That's the word for the Fox 45 Weather Authority. Partly cloudy, a break from the rain. High should be about 82 to 85 degrees today, and then it gets rainy again. Right now, Essex has 67 degrees, and Aberdeen right now is looking at 66. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 8:55. Back to the phones. Jack is in Denton. Jack, good morning, and thanks for hanging on. Jack could not hang on. Shucks. A question was, didn't the Olympics used to verify genders? I don't know how that broke it, because I remember when I was a kid, the East German women's team, I forget what sport it was, were strangely masculine. They did not check genders then. They simply all were self-declared females. You know who would know this? Of course, it's Stein, but you know he's off doing other chores right now.
I say the gender thing with the boxer just came.
Oh yes,
out. Remember
yeah.
That was,
yeah, he
we
ducked.
Were wrong.
He
we
ducked.
Were,
yeah,
no way that it's a male.
Right,
and
yeah.
Then it comes out.
They're
now.
They're going to do a test, DNA test.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking that. I'm ducking. No, we're done here. Real quickly to, is it Armando in Staten Island? Armando, good morning. Oh, hang on a second. She's still processing the call. I'm sorry about that. If we have time, we'll get to him. This email in, why is that? Constant barrage here. Why didn't Trump send the National Guard to D.C. on January 6th, regardless of what Pelosi and Bowser wanted? They said no, rather specifically. He offered days before. They said no. Bowser, the mayor of D.C., said, no, we don't want them here. And he didn't feel he was in a position of challenging their authority. As to what, you know, beyond that, I don't know if that's consistent or inconsistent with California. I do know that nobody was sent to California until the riots have been going on for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So that may be the difference in being genuine.
Were they asking, I missed a little bit, why Trump didn't send
him? Yeah, why did he send him?
Probably didn't expect it to get like that, whether right or wrong. I mean, that's just my opinion. He probably didn't expect, and there were bad actors that acted out of line on January 6th.
Yep.
Probably didn't expect it. Pelosi has a responsibility there. The mayor has a responsibility.
She said it was her fault.
She said it, yes, in the documentary.
Yes.
But maybe Trump, looking back, would have put the National Guard there. But
could
his
be.
People are usually peaceful.
Yep.
They are.
They are. Now we have Armando in Staten Island. Hey, Armando.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. How are you?
Morning, good. Thanks.
Good morning.
I got to tell you, you know, I'm in Staten Island. It's more or less Republican over here because we have Nicole Malliotakis, which does a great job. She's wonderful at what she does. But New York in its entirety is just, how'd I say, it's garbage, it's trash. There was a time when I used to take my family every Christmas Eve to Rockefeller Center and eat on the ice and stuff like that. It was just a beautiful thing. And that'll never happen again because of what's happening with the Democrats. I have been basically destroying Manhattan, not only with the migrants, just the way they handle themselves. Like, if you look at these campaign ads, you know.
Hold on. We're very, very short on time. You called to talk about the riots. You got about 60 seconds before I have to go.
Okay, the riots. Well, that's basically an extension of New York. This is what's going on. This is what Democrats do. And who do they want to blame? Like, they blame everything on Trump. If it snows when it's 90 degrees, they're going to blame Trump. It's just horrible how everything is about Trump, Trump, Trump. Why don't you fix your own mess, look in the mirror, and figure out what the American people want? 80 million of us voted a certain person in for a reason, and this is one of the reasons, to clean up the garbage that's been going on the Democratic side of the aisle. Why they see things differently is beyond me. It's because they don't like Trump, it's because they don't like Republicans, or they just don't like us. That's the problem that we have right now in the world. Besides what's going on in L.A., which is a total travesty, and we need to do something about it. Something needs to be done about it.
Armando, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. So there you go. A final word from Staten Island. Good to have listeners there, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And good points.
Now, look, I have no idea what the topics tomorrow are going to be. I sure didn't expect to spend very much time talking about Los Angeles when the weekend hit. But things change. So we will be on top of whatever the breaking news is tomorrow morning. Have it right here, Talk Radio 680 WCBN, and we'll keep you filled in. And yes, of course, the Chuck Roast is coming up around the corner. Tickets are limited, so please get your tickets now. Yeah, it's a couple of bucks, but it's worth it. The food is unending. And of course, the opportunity to see Chuck Whitaker completely roasted, I think, will be just charming for all of us. Of course, I can say just nice things, Nino. Just nice things.
And Sean, I'm sure as well.
Of course. We just say nice things. We work with a guy for like a million years. How could you not? That is it for us for this day. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning. Nino and I both get here impossibly early. But we give you some good radio between 6 and 9 in the morning. See you tomorrow.
This is the right choice for Maryland.